Blog Talk Radio.
Countries are differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I had this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I had this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scumfucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room in this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
and then the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
All right, well, we were talking about this on another podcast show, so we, you know, it's always the truth has to be told, you know, the truth must be told. So this is controversial, of course, you know, people are going to get upset at this, but let's play something that you've never heard before. The narrative is different here. Let's play this.
So we had a piano put into a, not just a piano, a grand piano was brought into block one. Once that was built, that new block, the downstairs room was assigned for theater.
They said they're going to build a movie in the camp. And the president said, all of you must be crazy. They're going to make a movie for us in the camp. And they never happened. They made a movie in the camp. Yeah, and we went in the barracks after the barracks. We could go to see a movie sometimes in the evening. They brought movies in the evening. And
what kind of movies would they show?
German movies. Once I came to the main camp, they were allowed twice a month to ride home. Once a postcard and once a letter.
They gave you the materials?
Yeah, they gave us the letter, the materials, they could.
You had money?
Yeah, we got money, still got money. The money we got through the Jewish community from Vienna who sent us everybody some money.
And in the camp you could have currency?
Yeah, that? They could have money because there was a camp also what they call a cantina. And not many times, but once in a while they sold a few cigarettes or they sold something, whatever they had. So if you had money you could buy in the cantina there. Redeemable in the cantina if they had something. So that was their way of distributing money then, to everybody. Everybody got this money.
Socrates, you had organized very well. And one of the top enlisted SS men decided he wants to play for the Polish team. So they say, okay, you can pay. And then they commanded, SS commanded, he was like a captain. He decided to want to play for the German team. So he went in the field. But that's happened. So that was 1944.
It's what you're saying then, that the closer the end of the war came, pressure was let up rather than becoming more cruel.
Freddy Hirsch called me to the children's barracks he was heading then, and he asked me if I could paint something on the wall for the children, and I said, well, if you can get the materials, he said, I'll get the materials. I said, okay. And then a very handsome young blonde man from the men's camp came over one day, and Freddy Hirsch called me to come and meet him. And he asked me what I need, so I said, well, if I can get any wall paints, so any tempera paints, I would like those, if you can get me some. And he said, yes, anything you want. So I made a painting of Dopey standing on another dwarf's head with a cloak around him, so he looked like a tall guy, so he would be as tall as Snow White. I now understand that there was another painter who continued something painting on the walls after I had left.
What did it do not only for you, but for the children? On an emotional level.
Well, it did several things, not just emotional, but the children then wrote a play which was a satire of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The play was very successful because the little girl who was playing Snow White had an incredible voice, a gorgeous soprano, just like the one that you hear in the movie.
And we can't use the excuse that the Nazis destroyed all the evidence, because after we had broken the German code, we were able to intercept their secret transmissions, including those that came from Auschwitz. The key to understanding the Holocaust story is understanding the true nature of the things passed off as proof. Everything that is used as evidence of the Holocaust also can be said to have a perfectly normal explanation. For example, these exhibits are said to be the material proof of exterminations. There's the piles of human hair. But what does that prove? It's acknowledged that each inmate had his or her head shaved because of the lice problem. That's not denied, so why wouldn't there be piles of human hair? What about the piles of shoes and clothing? Is that a proof? It's a fact that the prisoners were issued a uniform upon arrival, including shoes. So why wouldn't there be piles of inmates' shoes and clothing? It doesn't prove anybody was killed. What about the canisters of gas? No one denies that Zyklon B was used to disinfect clothes and also buildings. Zyklon B was one of the premier pest control agents in Europe at that time. It was present in most of the concentration camps, including those that are not said to have had homicidal gas chambers in them. The typhus epidemic that spread throughout Europe during the war and also spread through the camps called for stringent lice control procedures. So what other proofs are offered? Well, there's the usual pictures of sick inmates, which proves the groundbreaking thesis that people got sick in the camp. Once again, I'll add that nobody denies the typhus epidemic, which resulted in many deaths. Then there's the artwork and the pictures of children. But at this point, it's looking pretty bad for somebody looking for objective proofs of the gas chamber. And some of the proofs they present actually work against the concept. For example, they have one of several aerial photographs taken at Auschwitz by the Allies during the war. They don't mention, however, that when blown up, these photos don't show people being gassed or bodies being burned, even though they were taken during the time killings were said to be going on almost nonstop. Once inside, we can see why revisionists have had such a field day with this building. Obvious marks on the walls and floors where apparently walls had been knocked down. Equally obvious holes in the floor where bathroom facilities had been. We maintain that, unlike the large hollow chamber we now see, this room had once been five rooms, including a bathroom. Yet the building does have what appears to be evidence of criminal usage. Four holes in the ceiling, which lead to the roof, where four little chimneys stand. It is said that through these four holes, Zyklon B crystals were dropped. And indeed, there seems to be no other explanation for them. Do these holes prove homicidal gassings? Revisionists have claimed in the past that these holes were added after the camp's liberation, and that the inside walls were knocked down and the bathroom facilities removed to make the room look like a big gas chamber. Let's start again talking about this building here. This
sanatorium gas chamber.
But this is a reconstruction.
It is in original state.
Original state.
It is in original. Original was from Cyclone B.
Are those the original holes?
No.
They've been rebuilt?
Yes.
Okay. After the war?
After the war, yes.
This is Auschwitz-Birkenau in an Allied aerial photo from September 1944. The train that would come up carrying the doomed inmates, you would have thousands of inmates being marched off the trains into one of these two gas chambers in full view of the entire camp. This was a spectacle that nobody at the camp could miss. They would see thousands of people marching into those buildings and nobody coming out. These were gas chambers that were not isolated from anyone, and indeed, when these aerial photographs were released in the late 70s, they contradicted many supposed eyewitness claims about how the Nazis had tried to camouflage the gas chambers at Birkenau. Another question that should be asked, is there any Zyklon B residue in the gas chamber, knowing that cyanide gas would, in fact, leave a residue? In 1988, execution equipment expert Fred Lucher conducted forensic examinations on the gas chambers at Auschwitz to answer that question. He took samples from the four gas chambers at Birkenau, the one at the main camp, and a control sample from one of the disinfestation chambers that we know did use Zyklon B. Now, the gas chamber samples showed almost no appreciable traces, whereas the disinfestation sample literally went right off the scale. In 1990, the Institute of Forensic Research in Krakow decided to conduct their own forensic tests to see if they could refute Fred Lutzer's findings, and their own tests got back the same results.
I told Mr. Zundel and his defense team prior to my going that if I did in fact find facilities that could have supported executions, not only whether they did support the executions, but only whether or not they could have sustained gas executions, I would make that very clear in my report, and that is what I would testify to when I testified in court.
What, aside from the samples, convinced you that these facilities could not have been used then or now as execution facilities?
You must have gasketed doors, no windows, means of getting the gas in, means of getting the gas out. If those persons operating the facilities didn't gas themselves to death at the same time that the executees died, they certainly would have been blown to bits when the gas exploded from a switch, the heat of a light bulb, or the gas approaching and getting into the crematory furnace. We're talking about brick and mortar buildings without heat, with non-explosion proof lighting, without gasketed doors, in some cases without doors at all, and with crematories that opened very close or adjacent to the facility. I mean, it's just ludicrous to consider that these facilities could have been used as gas tanks. There is no such a thing as an eyewitness. I have never seen a report that was written by anyone who had a valid description of what could have happened at a gas tank. So the long and the short of it is, there are no eyewitnesses because there were no gas tanks.
I think it's necessary to put this matter in its proper historical perspective. You see, we live in a time now when the old Soviet Union has fallen apart, and it's now okay for both liberals and conservatives, as well as everybody else, to speak ill of the departed communist state. But it was not always that way. During World War II, the Soviets were more than just a military ally. Their anti-Nazi propaganda was readily accepted by the other allies because it served all of their purposes. The point is that as the victors, the Soviets got to commit their propaganda to the history books as fact. With the 2020 hindsight we now have, the knowledge of Stalin's despotism and the KGB's history of misinformation and deception, as well as the other camps in Poland, Majdanek, Belzec, Chełmno, Treblinka, and Sobibor, we've had to rely on the Soviets for most of our information.
Krakau rief vor einem polnischen Gerichtshof, der Prozess gegen die Hauptverantwortlichen für das Konzentrationslager Auschwitz zu Ende. Insgesamt kamen nahezu 300.000 Menschen für Kriegsinstallationen im Konzentrationslager Auschwitz.
Thank you.
think that is not true.
Summons out.
Alter. The victors were shaping Europe in their own image. Poland, the invaders' route to Russia, obsessed Stalin. Eastern Poland had been annexed by the Soviet Union. As compensation, the Allies shifted the whole country westward, giving Poland the eastern territories of Germany. The Germans were expelled. From all over Europe, some 12 million Germans were expelled from lands they had lived in for centuries. Today it's called ethnic cleansing. Then the Allies called it population transfer, and the British helped to move the Germans out.
It was the Messerschmitt 262, the world's first operational jet fighter. It flies 150 miles an hour faster than our fastest fighter.
On becoming airborne, the undercarriage was jettisoned, and the aircraft demonstrated an amazing rate of climb. Was towed to altitude to conserve fuel when he achieved 623 miles per hour, easily breaking the existing world speed record. Hanno Reich also test flew one of the early models from the Messerschmitt airfield at Lechten, and she later flew a more powerful version, now named Comet, which made a great impression on her.
And I cannot tell you, it was like thundering through the sky, sitting on a cannon ball.
By anybody who wants to leave. It is perhaps the most important announcement made in Central Europe since the end of World War II.
All right. Right there.
I got all that stuff in there because we were just talking about that. You know, and this is the problem that people get, is that, you know, my grandfather fought World War II, and he came over here, and he told me that that's what happened, you know, and that's all there's to it. And, you know, listen, I understand that some of this stuff that some people, you know, look, things happen, this happened, that happened. I'm not sticking up for no sides here. What I'm saying is that we have got to speak the truth. If we're going to fix anything, we can't speak some truth and tell the rest lies, okay? It just doesn't work that way. It just can't do that, okay? We've got to speak 100% accurate truth the best we possibly can all the time. Otherwise, we're kidding ourselves from fixing anything in this country. If we want to fix anything at all, we've got to speak the truth, and we have to analyze it. I mean, the evidence is there. There's still eyewitness testimony, and the thing, you know, I mean, I just don't know what other proof could be formulated to, I want to play this right here. This is Muhammad Ali. This is going to be Muhammad Ali speaking right here. Hang on. I'm going to get him out here one second. He's going to be speaking in a second.
That transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
I'm sure no intelligent white person watching this show, no intelligent white man in his or her right white mind, want black boys and black girls marrying their white sons and daughters, and in return introducing their grandchildren as half-brown, kinky-haired black people.
I'm sure I wouldn't object to that.
Well, you wouldn't, but a lot of them would.
But I'm ain't sad that that's...
It ain't sad because I want my child to look like me. Every intelligent person wants his child to look like him. I'm sad because I want to blot out my race and lose my beautiful identity. You can do what you want, but it's nature to want to be with your own. I want to be with my own. I love that.
There you have it, right there, huh? We won't hear that one, that interview too often on the 6 o'clock news, will you? Huh? Yeah. So, you know, so all the naysayers, the facts are facts, simple as that. Let me take the first private caller here. 657-383-061. What's that, Ted Gunderson? Kiss my ass, Gunderson. Go ahead there, private caller.
Well, 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 look what we have there. The other side to that coin that I've been talking about, and these sons of bitches want to run with the narrative that they're always right. What a bunch of shit, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, you got that video. I've had that video for about 3 years now. There's another one that came out from the same group of people, but it actually documents some court cases they had in California back in, I think it was 03. And they show... these guys' attorneys, you know, they got the actual blueprints of Auschwitz and the so-called gas chambers. And like that guy in that video says, it's simply impossible to think that you're going to have train loads of people coming off. They were cutting their hair to get rid of the typhus and the lice because it was killing people.
Yeah.
It was a crazy, rampant disease. And
well, look, like I said, I'm not taking sides here, you know.
I'm
just speaking facts, you know.
Facts are facts, you know.
Yeah.
I want the truth.
You know, but you're a racist if you want the truth, though. You're a racist, and you're not.
Well, then fucking guess what? I'm a racist. Put me on there to top of
you know,
the list.
I mean, ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous.
That's what it is.
And you know, and yeah, just like the woman was debating you on the last podcast show there, and that's why I had to jump in. You know, look, back, you know, I wanted to say, well, I thought we were all searching for the truth here, you know, because if
that's right.
be the case, then, you know, Chewbacca
you
was
know,
in the chat room. He left.
We still talk about this, the whole damn, what do you want to call it? Let's call it the Holocaust hoax. Because we still have this conversation like we're having right now is a problem. Because we know now through the fact of the matter that we have the other side of the story. Because what happens when people win wars, the victors write history. History didn't get to be heard from the Germans, the Protestants, and the ones over there. They had their churches burned down, their wives and daughters raped, nailed to the side of barns, and people run through. So you could see why there was an agenda among the Jews after the fact that World War II had started. They were pissed off at Hitler because he came into power, and they were scared to death that they were going to be held accountable for what they had already done. See,
yeah,
that's where this all goes with them people.
Well, a lot
and
of the information, too, this interview guy who does the interview one in there, he's a Jew, actually. And he said, and then he's he says a fact that a lot of the information had to come from Stalin. You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
A lot of the information had
and
to,
guess
you
what?
Know, so.
Finding out now, looking at the books, we're cooking the books now, we're looking at things that are actually coming out unclassified, that 70%, and that's not an exaggerated number, 70% of the Russian government at the time between World War I and World War II were seats taken by Bolsheviks. 70%!
Yeah.
So what are you going to get? No information. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
America Today?
Well, you're not going to – yeah, well, it's again, we're blinded by, you know, look, like I said, I'm out for seeking the truth and analyzing the truth and understanding the
right.
truth. I mean, I understand that. I'm not going to believe one side over the other, one side over the other. I want to hear facts. And you can't deny that the guy's giving an interview to somebody. I mean, you know, unless they're totally fabricating everything, you know. And I don't think they had that technology back in the 70s.
You know, one of the interviews I watched, a guy says, he asked him, and he never really got an answer. What did the minimal amount of people that they are in a population, 3% I think total, what do they have over the other Jews that were in Auschwitz for them not to come forward and say hey, those people are making up some bullshit. Why, you know, why did they stay quiet for so long?
I know. Well,
look at what they do to people today, like the ADL.
Look what they do to me. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I can't say what they want to say. Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. But you know what is disheartening more than anything is that I know people that are elderly and have passed, family members, grandma, grandpa, that wholeheartedly believe everything that you just disproved with that video and that soundbite that I know now that is not true and that the truth that can come out now, because I believe this agenda has gone on for a long time. But I'm talking about even probably before Christ, because they had an agenda against Christians then. But the thing is, they got a blueprint. It's in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. I'm trying to finish reading that, and it's so aggravating. But the thing is, it's crazier than shit when I tell you this. When you know that they put this in plan and this is all in motion, they go through with it, they know it's happening, and it's all in front of us. And that's why they can say they're the victims, because they wrote the story to what's coming out, because they put the people in positions knowing that this was going to go. This isn't an overnight operation. Let's be clear about that.
No,
this
is
several thousand years. You know, I mean.
Well, matter of fact, I got to play. I got to play that too, because did that play for you in Instant Messenger?
Yes, it did. Yes.
It did? All right. Well, because a couple people are requesting it now, so I got to play. That actually came out a long time ago. But, well, he uploaded that. Yeah, this was back in 2010 when they restored the Republic lawfully. But, let's see. He'll say it right here and here. But this is the full version. It's only 15 minutes. Let me play this because a couple people want to hear this. It didn't play Messenger. Okay. I was pissed last night.
Yeah, it didn't play on two times. I actually had to get out of it and go back in on the one that did play on, but it finally did play.
All right.
So what are we claiming here today? Put it in a nutshell. Namely, that Republic for the United States of America is the lawful civil authority upon the land. And we've claimed that for some time now, but we have even more standing than we had before. We've gone through an electoral college process. Back in the October-November timeframe, I challenged the several states. In other words, I handed the football off to the states to go through the electoral college process, that they would choose electors. Those electors would come together and follow the law. And that's exactly what has happened. So it's been an arm's length process for me as the acting president that I was able to step away from that. The executive branch did put publication in a national newspaper about the election, giving public notice. And I'm pleased to tell you today that the states did follow through, the several states did follow through. They did their job as prescribed by law, followed the Electoral College process, and so I'm standing here before you today, no longer as acting president, but as president for the Republic for the United States of America. So that should go a long way towards explaining why some people might say, well, I'm a self-appointed president. Well, that's absolutely not true. And the Constitution was followed to the letter. The people spoke. And you might ask, well, what right or authority did the people have to do what they did? Well, if you examine your state constitutions, you will notice that your legislators said in those constitutions that you are the sovereigns in that state. In other words, you have not only the right, but the obligation to step up to the plate when you see things are not being done correctly and make changes. So when the people across the nation, if you will, stepped up to the plate way back in November of 2010, the Republic for the United States had its first congressional assembly. Delegates from all the several states came together and they came up with a document, and they made it clear that we were re-inhabiting the republic that had been lost to us. That was done at that time, and we have documentation to that effect. I'd like to share our documentation with anybody who wants to see it, who has a need to know. Why do you think that you never are able to make any real changes for the better in Washington? It is because that corporation, the corporate U.S., is not yours. It belongs to someone else. It is a corporate government that has been put in place to manage you, not to represent you. That's a key point. How can a corporation represent you? The corporation is under the control of somebody else, and it's there to manage you, not to represent you. So it's not going to be able to do the job of a de jure government. One of the maxims of law, if you will, is that when a de jure stands up, whether it's a de jure grand jury, a de jure government, when it stands up, then the de facto must cease. So what I'm telling you today is that the de jure has stood up. The people across this country came together and did what was necessary to re-inhabit this republic. Now, during the Civil War time frame, President Lincoln and all the fighting that went on, well, the Union was preserved, but the Republic was not. Because soon thereafter, in the 1871 time frame, Congress began to pass legislation that was not lawful. And they set up a corporation in Washington. And not only that, they passed legislation that would populate that corporation with persons. Now, in doing so, most of us would think that the South won the war. I mean, the North won the war. In many ways, it's not true. If you study your history, you'll find out that after the slaves were released in the South, that there was a system of peonage that came into being, whereby I've seen some cases where a young black man, a landowner, was walking back from doing his business in town and was stopped on the railroad tracks by a constable. And the constable said, where's my money, boy? He said, and of course the answer was, I don't owe you any money. Eventually, those kinds of things were exposed and dealt with. But I can tell you, that's a very terrible time in our history whereby people were exploited. And I'm also sorry to inform you that that system has continued to our day in one form or another. You may not see someone arrested and then forced to work in a coal mine, or arrested and fined and forced to work for some landowner, but you will see people arrested for this and that, that there was no victim. There was no crime committed, not constitutionally, not lawfully, arrested and put in prison. Well, you say, well, how can that be profitable? Well, I guess if you're a bank, it could be very profitable to you. Every single one of us in America today, when we're born and your foot hits the birth certificate, a bond is created. You're actually born into bondage. But part of the restoration process is to educate the American people on exactly what all that means to you and what the Republic means to you in terms of what you can do with us to help fix this. That peonage system, no matter what you want to call it, it's peonage. That peonage system has invaded our judiciary. Our courts are set up for making profit off of people. Imagine that. They're supposed to be blind justice. And it's not supposed to be made for making money off people. But I can assure you there are bonds issued on every prisoner in this country. It's a sad state of affairs when there are more prisoners in this country per capita than in many, many other countries. We've got to fix it. We're reaching out to the American people. We've done what we can do. We're reaching out to you and say, come work with us. Now, we can't really blame the people that are in office for the corporation for doing what they're doing now. I mean, they're doing their jobs. It's a corporation, and the corporation's designed to make money. So I really can't fault them. We all inherited this together. The people who set this system up are long dead and gone. But it's up to all of us to work together to change it back the way it can be so that we have liberty and justice for all. And when I say all, I mean all, regardless of race, religion, all means all. That was clarified very succinctly in our Utah document where we re-inhabited the Republic. You know, I could even go as far as to thank President Obama for letting the people know that he has a cell phone and a pen, and he can use them. I wish FDR had told the people that in 1933 when they passed the Emergency Banking Relief Act, because at that point in time, they made the American people essentially enemies of the state and gave the president, in essence, the same power as a king. Now, FDR told him that he would not let that act go past his own reign, if you will. But it never was repealed. It hasn't been repealed to this day. So when President Obama, president and CEO of the United States Corporation, tells you he's got a pen and a phone, you better believe what he's saying. Now, when Nancy Pelosi stands up and tells you to your face, we got to pass this bill before we can read it, do you think she might have been communicating something? Why would she say that? Not a dumb woman. Very smart lady. American people, what's going on? Believe her. And I thank her for saying what she said. I know there's been senators assassinated. You know, the story was that maybe they committed suicide and they killed their family and they committed suicide. They were just made an example up for standing up against the establishment, the system, and everybody in Washington. The people I'm telling you about, President Obama on down, they have to operate within certain parameters. We're having some technical difficulties. So, if they fail to operate within those parameters, they may be the one being made an example of. For instance, I would say, President Lincoln, that President Obama is so fond of, and I am too. I'm sure President Lincoln would have restored the Republic had he not been assassinated. But here I stand today. The Republic has not been restored, but now it is. And now you've been given full disclosure.
Blow this guy. You know, he drives me crazy. You know, he doesn't give good speeches. You know,
no, he
was doing.
Shouldn't talk to a mailbox.
I mean,
let me tell you,
I've known him for years.
He misquoted something there. It's very important, and I've come across now. Do you remember when we were talking to these guys about having these bank accounts and this money was in these accounts and that shit and this, that you can get this money out, and people were talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
I've come to find out what's happening is he brings it up. He's close. He's real close to being spot on, but he mentioned it as prisoners having an account, okay? He meant
yeah.
to say all Americans have an account because this country has been run as a corporation 100%. That's a fact. Now,
yeah.
because we owe so much money to the British crown, the deal was made to stay out of bankruptcy long ago because we borrowed money with Abraham Lincoln through the French first. Then we went into debt with the Federal Reserve and Britain. Okay? So now that we owe them money to go to war, World War One and Two.
Yeah, wait a second. How can we get in debt on World War Two when we helped them? We saved their ass.
Well, we helped, but we
you
had
know?
To manufacture. You know, you had to manufacture. We had the what do you call it now? They call it the military industrial complex had to be started. That's where you're talking about, where all the money gets pumped into to fund it, to fund the war machine. Well, in order to do that, we had to have collateral. The United States was bankrupt. We didn't have a damn thing after the Revolutionary War. It was done. We were cooked. So what happens is each individual American's born. You have a Social Security number.
Yeah.
There is a fund that's set up because what the government did, the corporation, put you as a child, newborn child, on the market for sale. They actually sold, they own you. So there's a trust. You have
oh, I know
to,
that,
in order
yeah.
for you to, okay, so you invest in your trust. What happens is nowadays, and I'm talking right now today, I've got two different cases going where I'm watching these two. You actually can, like when you get your house mortgage, your bill that comes to you, a bill or your electric company or whatever, that's actually a note to you that you think that you have to pay, say your electric bill is $100, right? So you're going to put $100 in either a check or whatever, you're going to pay that bill. That's not what that's coming to you as. Because you have a trust and you are a private entity. You're not a dead. Your fictional person is dead. That's who they put on the market yep. to sell. Until you claim that fiction and come into their jurisdiction and say, hey, I'm not last name first, middle, or first name in the middle. I'm the living person. This is where you see the sovereign citizens type shit try to go on. They just got it all wrong until
yeah.
recently. Tennessee's on fire
yeah.
right now. This is going to come out. But what you do is you take that bill. When you get that note that comes to you, you reimburse
what's going on in Tennessee?
You sign that. Huh? But Tennessee,
what's going
what
on in Tennessee?
What I'm talking about these cases now where the people have found out that all this money's in an offshore account because when you use your Social Security number with the dashes,
yeah.
that means that
yep.
money stays in state and inside the continental United States. That's how they use that. That's where your driver's license money, your marriage license, anything with a license has to have a fee. You can write
uh-huh.
all that shit off on those bills. It turns it right back into them, and it goes to the Department of Treasury. The Department of Treasury recognizes
oh.
you. It's insane. I thought this is all bull crap. It is 100%. These guys, like David, we talk about, what's his name? Mike Singer talked about all the time. Damn it, what's his name? The guy that does the surf or the weekend seminars. David,
I don't know.
David, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway. He's
David
a sovereign, so you know he tells you about going, huh? Straight, yes, David Straight, okay? All those guys had it close to being right. When he tells you he's got an account, he's not bullshitting you, and he has access to that account.
Yeah.
They just haven't been accessing it properly because if you don't do it just right, and you have to send it certified, but what you're doing is you are using the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve doesn't handle the true continental money. The U.S. Treasury does. So when you re-endorse that and you open and you tell that person to send you a bill, you write it back and you have to address it a certain way, blah, 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 this and that, to say, okay, I give you permission. They access this money, and it's used. It's not because we don't have it. We are a debt-based society. Debt. We owe debt. That's how money has been made from the beginning. There's not cash for cash. Those are all legal tender. That's just a note. Okay? There's only thing worth something is gold, silver, platinum, something like that. You can't go to a Federal Reserve, a bank around you, take a $100 bill, walk in there and tell them, I want $100 worth of gold. Can't do it. Because they work outside. They're out. And when we talk about how we say maritime, we know the courts are all fucked up and this good and that's going on. That's because the United States is a corporation. The Americas weren't. America wasn't. That was all of us. And then the United, they took that and incorporated. So if the world is much waters on it, all the commerce is done, basically about 70% of it, through or over the water. That's why they sit in a maritime court all over the place, and people don't understand the land of the law of the land isn't implied because it really was set up by the British before the Americans were set up. They had this system going. They've been running. But here's the problem. When you pay that electric bill like you normally would, don't think about this. What they do is they double dip. You pay them the money to the bill you think it, then they turn around and they access that account that I'm talking about. That's why all your banks and all these families that know this are multi-billionaires. That's why you see Pelosi, all these people, we're trying to figure out how they can fund their housing. That's where they're getting their money from.
Yeah, I know.
But the way to understand it, it's not lawfully. You have to understand banking. It's all about a bank. And I said, you guys lost your mind.
I can't believe it. I just freaking erased that. Why does that keep going out on me? Every time I open up a window, it closes it on me. What the hell? My computer's got to be messed up.
You've been infiltrated. JDL.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I know. What's Donnie C doing with a show on right now? Going up against me, huh?
Who? Oh, who knows?
Donnie C.
Yeah.
You know? I wonder what the hell, what's up with that?
I don't
know. Well, what do you think? What's your take on the election now? On the election, I got screwed, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm telling you, man. Right now, if I'd have been you, I'd have went after the sheriff's whole situation. The background with the sheriff that he had and questioned him, and I'd have really run that as my campaign thing to say, hey, you know, as a sheriff, why didn't you step up and say more about what's going on the board? None of them were down there raising hell, saying you should have been in the forefront, or we should have heard more of your voice for this. Not that just you stand by Texas, because Texas sheriffs are standing there too. Well, they're sitting. I was just saying, they're sitting on their hands is what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, they had me fighting to stay on the ballot for most of my campaign. They had me fighting for my life for most of the campaign, you know.
Well, that's a fact. Now, that's when I tell people about – now, I can explain – and I got a perfect example with you. When I tell people, when I look into this and I find out that DeSantis, Trump, all these people – when they take that oath up in that high a spot where they're at, you have to look at the people that actually fund their campaign. When who you look and see who's putting the money in to do this, if you take and piss those people off, and most of them are Jewish, don't get me wrong, they will take the money they were going to give you and put it on your opponent and run you right out of business.
Yes,
and
they will.
That's how they control everything.
Oh,
they
I look at the campaign finance. Look at the campaign finance. You got the appellate court judge Freeman, right? He's getting money from the clerk, right? The clerk of the court.
Yep.
The clerk is donating money to the judge. The judge is then giving it back to the prosecutor. The prosecutor's brother then is donating to the other clerk. It's all tied in. It's all scam.
See, that's where we have to, as a people, if we're going to let some kind of funding go on like that, there has got to be a cap on it, and it's got to be for things like posters, shirts, hats, buttons, pins, stickers.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
multi-billionaires or the richest people in the world that could buy 5 million people over 500 times and then just throw money at it. Because That's why people are scared in politics, and they take that oath to that fucking those people that actually know that they have a chance of winning, like you.
He's laughing at my 19%. Yeah, he's laughing at my 19%, but I got 2,500 votes. 2,500. Yeah, 2,500 people voted for me. What's that tell you? You know?
Well, you know? And who's to say that's not fixed? Because the people that have the power, down the line, if you're not going to follow them, hey, just like Donald Trump was in Ohio yesterday.
Well, hang on. Let me put this up right here. Hang on. I'm going to put this up right now. Hang on. I'm gonna tell you this number right now. You tell me if it ain't rigged. Hang on. I'm going to put this up right now.
Well, I know for a fact showed me a stat at like, I forget what time it was, but then it showed it had him at almost 99% and you had no votes. Now, how in the fuck is that, if that's accurate?
Yeah.
What is that?
Right here. Right here it says, this is what it says right here. I don't know if it gives me the time or not. I'm sure it does if I open up the file. But it says, he's got 7,732 votes right now with 100%. I got no votes. And that's what 63% reported.
Did you vote for yourself? I'm going to ask you this. Did you vote for yourself? Okay.
Yeah, and then I had other.
So that's a bullshit fucking. Nobody else voted for you. Nobody. You got one vote to know of, and it ain't registered.
Yeah. I'm sure my mother didn't lie to me. I'm sure my mother didn't lie to me, and I took her to a different precinct.
Hey, let's talk about facts. You put down that you voted for yourself, and you know that there's one, not 100%. That's a fucking – it shows you right there how corrupt it is. It's a lie.
Thank you. It shows you right then and there how corrupt it is, you know? And let's see here. Yep. Now, okay, here it is. You were saying, then I've got one here that says 99% reporting, right? So let's do the math on that. Hang on. Let's do the math. This says 99% reporting, right? Hang on. It says he's got 910 votes. And it says I've got 2,393 votes, okay? So add up those votes right here, how many that is. How many votes is
that
all together?
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. If that's 1%, how the fuck did he have almost the same amount of votes at 100% if you look at the difference in numbers? Look at what you
That's
got for
what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, he's
That's
at 100%.
I'm trying to tell you.
What was the total number of votes that were accumulated?
Okay,
what was the total
take 9,810 and then add 2,393 and let me know what you get.
Okay, hang on a second. That was the total number you had guys had all together?
All together, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me get my... I have to drop my phone down here.
Yeah, because then once you get that, then we're going to be able to prove this right now by their own screw-up and math calculations. It's not going to add up.
I knew it. I knew something was wrong. For, 100%. Okay, let me see here. What did you say? 9,000?
No, 9,810. All right, now add to that. 2,393, and tell me what your total is.
Why is my phone is? I think the ADL is watching us.
Get a pencil.
So I'm doing right now. I'm doing it. That fucking calculates. The ADL
But hang on. But hang on. But check this out, right? But check this out. On this screenshot, I win.
Mm-hmm.
I won on this screenshot right here.
That's why I asked you. I sent you that last one message. I'm like, wait a minute. So did you win? And I thought maybe all the votes came in and that you had exceeded it. I'm like, well, what the fuck? They sent you. Somebody's pushing the wrong buttons and then just ain't paying attention.
Yeah, I know. This proves that it's rigged right here.
How in the fuck?
It shows.
And that's coming from the voting place?
Yeah. This proves it. They're showing that I won right here.
How in the fuck can you receive that type of information? Somebody typed that into you, and I would question that. I don't give a fuck if I was running again or not, but I would take that and I would go to the news and I would say, hey, let me ask you people a question. Let me ask the public a question on the public record. How can I get sent information on statistics according to my run for Congress when I get it? It shows I'm 99% ahead. I'm told I also win, but then I lose by 7,000 votes.
Exactly.
And I'd look right at that reporter and I'd be like, why don't you tell, we'll start with you. I'm hold the microphone in her mouth. Why don't you explain it to me? And look at her face, because she's probably bought and paid for, too. What a fucking
I'm
going to
take a screenshot of this, matter of fact. I'm going to take a screenshot of this.
Hey, the worst part of it, Joe, is we know right now, sitting here at this time, what the fuck time is? I don't even know what time it is. Let me look see what time it is. It is 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And
I'm
going to
send it to you.
Now, let's do this.
If
it's a 10:30 today, and they haven't done a goddamn thing to change the voting machines or change the how it operates, how they count them, anything.
Yep.
They haven't made a single change. What do you think's going to be different in the next election than the last one?
I know.
Nothing. Expect.
So how should I word this to the media? I should send this to the media. I should say, according to the election results that I received.
Shoot me the number. 9,000 what?
Oh, God.
28?
Hang on.
I got my pen now.
You got a pencil this time?
I'm really in trouble now.
All right, here. All right. It says, I won right here. It says, as a Republican, it says, I got 9,810 votes.
Yes.
All right. Now he came in second place with 2,393 votes. What's the total votes there?
12,203.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go back to when it says 66% reporting. Let's go back to there.
Okay, I didn't see that one. Okay.
Yeah. And now that, all right. Let's see. We got to find that.
That was the total votes.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Now, this was 15 minutes earlier. This was updated 2 minutes prior to the other one. All right, it says right here. All right, it says votes, 7,732 votes. That's what he says. Now, subtract that from your total and tell me what you get.
All right, now I'll say it. 1,471.
How much?
You come up with 1,471? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you? No, I can't be. No, you're off, I think, on that one. Hang on. I'm going
to
do it, too.
You want to take that off the total, right? You want that off the total?
No, I want you to take 7,732 from your total that you have.
Yeah.
Because this is how you justify it.
What? Right. Hang on a second. So that would be 7. That's
12,203 you had.
4. And then you got 4,471 would be your remainder.
Yeah, 471. Yep. Hang on. Hang on. Got to get a 0, 11, and then I got to 4, right? 4. Yeah, 4. Okay,
yeah,
4,471 votes.
Right. That's at
66%. Okay. This is how we're gonna catch them now. That's with 63% reporting, okay? Now, so there's 4,000 votes left according to the final grand total. There's 4,771 votes. Now, let's take what they said I got. What did I get, 2,300 what?
93.
How many? 2,090. All right, well, subtract my total then from that 4,000. 2,000.
Hey, hang on a minute. 393.
I'm going to show you a genius way of doing math here. Yep. What was it? 2,900 what? Never mind. I got it. 2,393. Yeah. Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. Now subtract that from 4,000. 4,000 number. We're going to get them.
4,471.
No.
And that would be. Oh, shit. I break my goddamn pencil.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got no lead in my pencil, man. Bad luck, chef, over here.
4,000. Hang on. We got him. 2,000. Here we go. Okay, I got 2,078, partner. 2,078. Right? Now,
2,078
let's
remainder,
see.
Yep.
That's 2,078 votes left now. Left. Now, they said, what was his final total he ended up with? He ended up with 9,800. Okay, hang on. All right, hang on. Let's see if they're right here.
Yep.
Watch this. All right, now let's see. Let's see. We're going to see if their numbers add up. Son of a bitch, watch this. I bet they don't. Watch this. Kind of way, I don't want to catch them because it's kind of complicated how I'm doing this formula, but it's going to prove they cheated. All right, now you take that. All right, hang on. Let's see. All right, so they get 2,000. So if I took 2,000 now from that,
I see what
2,000.
You're doing. You're trying to figure out how much they gave you percentage-wise. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So they're saying it's you got 66%. You might have had 80%, and they're lying about it. Moving numbers
okay.
around. I see how they can do that.
Okay. Yep. Okay. What was his grand total again? He had 12. There was total amount of votes was 12,203, right?
203
okay.
Total.
All right. The Tave, right now I got right here. This is what I got. I got it. I'm missing. We're missing. This is what we're missing. This is how they padded the election. This is how many votes they padded the election with. All right. This is, we got extra votes or missing votes, one or the other. Hang on. I got to subtract it from this number. Hang on. I got the total right here. We'll go to one. All right, let's see. We got to go to two. So hard to do this math like this, man. Hang on. Let me rewrite it so I don't screw it up, man. Subtract. What I want you to do is subtract 11,888 from 11. I want you to. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I want you to take 11,888 from 12,203.
Okay, wait a minute. 12,203.
You need a calculator to do that.
Well, I got it. 888. 315.
No, you're off there because the last number's got to be a 9.
No,
I got it right now. We're missing 319 votes. 319 votes, it says.
319? You told me 12,203.
Yeah, 12,000. Yeah, that was the final note. We have to take the 11,000. There was really only 11,888 votes.
11,888. It's 315.
Yep, was it 315 or 319?
315.
No, because it's that, no. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. 315. So 315 votes. So they took the number 315 and they divided that by the percentage there. And that's how, so what they did was they added or they subtracted that many votes to make sure that he won or to make it look like it was legit. See, we don't know if those votes exist or not. You know what I mean? And we don't know how they played with the numbers. They could have flip-flopped them, right? They could have flip-flopped them and made him win. You know what I mean?
Well, do you have this same the same type of layout for your previous, the election before you ran in? Do you have all those numbers still?
Yes. What I'm trying to say here, Dave, right,
well,
is their numbers don't add up. They don't jive.
No,
they're off by 315.
Regardless if they add up at the end, I would be more concerned about why are you getting information from the fucking voting group showing that you won?
Yeah, I know.
Or
check this out. Why am I getting information, right, saying that the 63% was reporting and I got no votes, right?
Now, the only way that would happen is if it was in his district, say it was in his ward or whatever.
No, there was 9 different precincts.
They can say that only that many came, 100% for him, because it might have been 100% at one place and nobody voted for you because that was more close to his area.
You know how I well, they break that down, you know.
That.
You know, I can ask for each precinct who voted for who, you know.
Yes. Because you got to figure, like, let's say in his neighborhood where he lives at, whatever that area or that district is right there.
I don't buy that, Dave. I don't buy that.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I just think more of them would vote for him, of course. But
No, I see what you're saying.
But yeah, it could be possible that he
votes at least. I would get a dozen votes, Dave, you know?
Well, then you have to remember this, too. Say one of those precincts, let's do this. Let's say that he's right in his neighborhood, let's just call it that. They voted at a school, elementary school, and let's say 50 people vote. If only 50 people voted at that section, that area, 100% of them could have been for him. They could have been. You have
no.
to remember how many people go into that. They go into that little.
No, place. No, Dave. Out of all the precincts, there's no precinct where 50 people voted.
Well, okay,
I can assure
man.
You of that.
I
stood out there and counted, Peter. I mean, not Peter. Dave. I stood out there and counted.
How many total votes did you have the last time you ran? How many people voted?
1,455.
That's what you accumulated?
Yeah, and he only got 5,000.
How many was there total? How many people totally voted? I'm just wondering how much the census grew.
7,000 voted total.
So you had an extra.
So
5,000
extra people. Yeah, 5,000 extra. 5,000 extra people.
Almost the total.
Yeah, I think they added those numbers. I think they added them, Dave.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to find out what the actual headcount census is in your fucking district.
Yep, I know.
And put that number to test against those. Because you may have more.
Well, in the general election, in the general election, 30,000 people vote, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I need to be in the general election, man, not a primary, you know.
Yeah, well, no shit.
So
in
the general election, I mean, half the voters can't vote.
Well, if you could get access to the guy that, let's say, not the last time you ran, but let's say the last five times that people ran, if you could see the total number of amount of votes each time that went across from each candidate, you know, say, you're supposed to, now we're hoping to see, you would hope to think that there was around 12,000 people according to this election. Now, if you go back to like when you did the last time, there's a 5,000 head discrepancy just for this type of, primary. Now, if you go back and check five primaries and all them fucking numbers go way back up to close to where 12,000, then you know that they stacked on a bunch of numbers, added it because of the difference.
I know.
Because it's not going to match the overall census.
Well, I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to go there right now. Go to the North Carolina State Board of Elections right now. It gives you the stat sheets. They did ballot harvesting. They ballot harvested on me.
Hey, the same person that sent you the fucking message, the same person that sent you that message and said that you won, fucked up because they're the ones counting the fucking votes that they're padding.
Well, they didn't send me a message. I got that off the website. I got that off the State Board Election website.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if they made a phone call to you or whatever and let you know that your final numbers are this, you know, get a verification ahead of everybody else.
No, I went to the Board of Election. No, I went to the official reporting. That was the official report, you know. That's even worse.
Everybody in District 65 saw that Joe Gibson won at one point or another.
Yeah.
And nobody said a fucking word.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
I meant to ask you about if you are racist and in the goddamn National Socialist Movement, how about the guy that ran in North Carolina that's black that might be one of the most racist anti-Semitic people on the planet?
I know. Mark Robinson.
Did you see that guy's story and he won?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
I know,
shit, Bill. I can't even concentrate. I'm fucking, my mind's going under.
They were after me, huh?
If anybody is listening to this fucking phone call, and if you are, I'm sorry for my French, but I'm sorry. This is fucked up. Because if you
it
think
is.
For 1 minute that this country is going to fucking change what's gone on where you can see politicians as small as Joe Gibson III in House District 65 of North Carolina getting fucked by the ADL and the Zion's community, you think it's going to change at the presidential level when they got control? You're out of your fucking mind. I'm sorry. The Zionists have won. Fucking time.
You need to put that on Truth Social. You need to put that on Truth Social. You need to put that on Trump's True Social, Dave.
I don't care. Use it. I don't give a fuck.
No, I said you need to put that on there. Explain it. No, listen. You need to put that on there. Explain it just like that.
I don't give a fuck. I can't believe that.
Wake these people up. Well, they're not showing it now.
That is mind-boggling to me. And then here, we're talking this. And here's, let's put more fucking fire or gas on the fire. You're talking about two Republicans going at it. Not even a Democrat and a Republican, where you have more fucking corruption. More corruption.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
All right, election results. Election results and data right here. All right.
Beam me up,
let's see, what do we want?
Intelligent life form down here. That was Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life form down here.
Fuck.
Election night reporting timeline. Here it is, right here, right? That's what we want, right?
They probably erased it all.
No, you know they have. You know it.
Or changed it.
Right. Yeah, come on.
How can they? They tell you win. That is fucking.
I would
be so fucking bad. That's like watching the Super Bowl, and you know your team's winning, and the guy just fucking fumbles the ball on purpose. You want to kick the TV and throw it down and whatever. Or that you win a Super Bowl lottery, a Super Powerball lottery, and they tell you the Powerball, you know you got number 12. They say 12, and then they come back tomorrow. Or, sorry, it was 13. Oh, fuck.
Display results. Here we go. All right, here we go. We got the results in now. Let's see here. Here we are. March 5th. Oh, now it's changed. It changed again.
No.
Yeah. I got 2,399 votes.
How many total is there? It's gone up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's all gone up.
What are they doing?
It says I got what? It's saying this. It says right here. It says I got 2,399 votes. I couldn't get 2,400. I got 3,009. I got 2,399. He got 9,850. Oh my God!
Okay,
he got 300 more. He got 600 more votes from the other night. Get out of here!
You just told me. You just told me the total number was 12,203. His total was 9,810, and you just said he's got 9,850.
Yeah, he's got 9,850.
Okay, now that's different than the number that you told me the first time. How many do you
have? Yeah, these are updated results. Yeah, these are updated results.
Well, how did they determine a winner if all the fucking votes ain't in?
No shit.
I mean, it's still a thing. If you lost, you lost. But how can you make a claim like that unless you know that there's only that many votes? It doesn't make a difference. You shouldn't make a fucking tally on something and call somebody, determine somebody a winner, tell them they're winning and then they lost. But then prior to it being over, sounds like fucking, well, who did that? Fucking Arizona? Jesus Christ. They probably see the ballot counters from Arizona or Georgia, sons of bitches. Unfucking believable. You're going to have me have a stroke. God.
They said he had 54 by mail. I had 16 by mail. And then he got 34 provisional votes, and I got 6 provisional votes. What the hell is that?
Oh, my. So what do they do, count the mail-in ballots later than the fucking the time they're supposed to come in?
I know.
That's what the problem is. Everybody that's listening to this, pay attention, because what you have is a complete mindfuckery and a complete debacle of a system that should only take a handwritten check, yes, check, no, hand it to a person, it goes in a box, and people watch, people count at the end of the night. And you have a fucking number. That's it. Not this provisional, not that provisional, not this mail-in. If you can't vote on the fucking day that's determined, I say you put it on a weekend. If you want to do it like
Well, what
that,
year do you want to look at the results? Well, hang on. What year? What year do you want to look at the results now?
What year did you not run? This year you ran. Last year you ran. Go back to
2020.
Go to 2020. Yep. We'll come up from there.
All right.
What the total number is.
All right, so that would be March, so let's do that. Oh, God, it's going to be in a zip file. I'm not going to be able to open it. Watch. I don't think I can open it, Dave. It's in a zip file.
Can
I might be able to. Hang on. Oh, wait, all right, hang on. Here we go. It's hard to open it. I need to get the precincts, man. I need to see what precincts voted for what.
I like to just sit. You want to see what your primaries were for your precinct for like the last 4 or 5 years. It's a total number.
I know. I got to get Guilford. I'm Rockingham, and I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it.
When's the last time that you known of a census that went through? When was it for you guys? Have you had one recently?
I'll get it on Ballotopia. No, it's way off. Like you said. Oh my God. Like it's 5,000 again. So okay,
that could be right. Wait a minute. You would expect.
No, it's 5,000 are missing, Cave.
Okay. They're missing. It increased
when I went. It increased when I ran.
Now that's supposed to happen because you're probably gonna have more people. You're gonna have more population. That's possible. But if it's way down, say it's like at 5,000, and then go to 2021. Look at those two. Now you're starting to see
it should not go up like that. 5,000 extra votes, Dave.
Well, if 5,000 people moved into the community, into that district,
they did. No. 5,000 people registered as a Republican? No, 5,000 didn't move into my town.
No, you don't know. There's, look at maybe a big business open and got 2,000 extra people working there, and people move in. Look at 2021 and see if there's a big discrepancy. It shouldn't be that much in the small area, year to year, unless something opened up huge, a huge building like an Amazon or
Same amount. It's the same amount.
Listen to me
what I'm saying. There's no difference really except for about a couple hundred until I run, and then it's 5,000 jump. Come on.
Go back
every year. I am. Every year. I can only go back 10 years. That's it. Every 10 years.
Okay. So what you have to do now is you have to get the actual census, the population census of North Carolina, and go to your area and find out how many people actually live there. Check that.
92,000 live here. 92,000.
Okay. Now, if you go back to 2020.
Registered Republicans, yeah. There's 21,000 registered Republicans in my county. Okay. It averages 21,000 for the last 10 years. Okay. Who came out and voted? There was an increase of 5,000 when I ran.
If you went 5,000 in the hole right off the rip, you had 5,000 you had to make up, and they know you weren't going to do it because you were only going to accumulate 3,000 like your previous.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been trumped.
Yep. 100%. Well, Trump did, let me explain something there. Let me say something about that Trump thing. I'm a firm believer now that Trump lost an election to have this whole debate debacle. He was removed for a reason. He was removed because they wanted to put Biden in because, number one, Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein were both going to be moving out of power, and they were writing checks they fucking couldn't cash anymore. So they had to bring in old Joe Mr. Potato Head, to enable to piss off every American so that they would still not burn the White House down and have an actual insurrection, because they knew that the fucking people were being robbed blind by these politicians. So they bring in Uncle Joe. They run him for 4 years. They continue the funding of the Ukraine and the Israel wars, where they're going to build New Jerusalem for the Zionists. And then they're going to bring in the savior, Trump, again, so they can stretch it another 4 years and see what happens. He's not locking fucking nobody up, period. He didn't lock anybody up the first time, period. And he ran off, putting Hillary Clinton in jail. That's the most.
I know he did, man. I know
he did not hold Hillary in jail. And I'm a
all right, so I got screwed. I've been Trump. I've been whatever. Screwed.
You got involved in politics. You got fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They said we're not letting him in.
George Carlin said it best, man. It's one big club, and you ain't in it, motherfucker.
Yep. They said they were not letting me in no matter what. They were scared. They were scared. They even said in newspaper articles, maybe resentment. Maybe because of resentment, they'll get him in. He may be calling himself Representative Gibson next week.
Let
you know what I mean?
Tell you something right there. That's the simple fact of what I'm saying, is because when people wake up in this country, we've been talking about what is the solution to how we fix this. The people have to wake up. Now, right there says, when they put that in the newspaper, that the ADL and the Jewish-run propaganda, if the people wake up and have someone like you that's a national socialist, which is not even true, it's the fact of the matter is you want the fucking truth. That's the main thing. They don't want that.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
if that happens, yep. everybody's going to the fucking gallows.
That's right. 100%. And you know a state lawmaker has the power to arrest people?
Absolutely right, they do.
Yeah, and I have a right to remove judges from the bench.
That's right, because the judges aren't judges. You know what they are? They're administrators. They're bankers.
Yep.
Look up the definition of judge.
So,
C bank.
So
ah,
Dave,
no,
that's all
banking. And you ain't a banker,
Dave,
Joe.
They were scared to death. They were scared to death that I was going to get in there.
Let me tell you something right now, and understand this. When I tell you this stuff, I'm telling you because I know I've done the research. What you're seeing in Congress right now, in our country, in our government, with all the funding, all this money going out everywhere, people are like, what in the fuck? The fucking accounts that I was telling you about, the money, that the tax credit money is provided. If these politicians, and they have access to it too, believe me, when these accounts are drained, and they have been draining them because they have been double-dipping on our account as a fictional person that starts off with the birth. When that happens, they know now. That's why all the spending is going out of Congress like fucking mad, because people are waking up to this shit show. People, Joe Gibson wins, we're really fucked. That's what's happening in Tennessee. That's what I'm saying. They are on the brink of breaking out to let everybody in America know you have been fucked by the government system since 1933.
Hey, I'm wondering if I could run in the general election as an independent.
Well, you'd have to change your status right now for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I don't mind. How could they argue with me about that? The Republican Party wants me out anyway, right?
Well, you can't do that. I guarantee you won't be able to do that this year, because they'll say you have to have been established as a independent for probably 6 months or 12 months or 2 years or something. They'll have a stipulation where you have to fall under. You just can't,
30
you just
days.
Can't jump ship and run.
30 days.
You know what I mean?
30 days. It's 30 days.
I don't think it's – I wouldn't think it was 30
days.
30 days. Everybody
yeah.
So if you lose an election, you can just switch fucking parties and run again.
Well, yeah, but you have to run as an independent, though. You know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's just a fucking shit show, ain't it?
Well,
I don't know. I know.
The unaffiliated, the unaffiliated voters are 64% of the voters in my county.
Yeah, but to run, I'm saying, you have to, for you to be an established officer of the government, you have to have established your party, I think, for a certain amount of time, I think. Stars would probably know that more than anybody. But I'm thinking, I can change it because I'm a normal citizen, you know, I'm not running for nothing. But I think if you are running, you have to be, you just can't do switch parties, because then you could say that. You could say, oh, I lost as a Democrat, fuck it, I'm going to go run as independent, try it again. And then if you win, there'd be like a whole war go on. Because,
Haven't people done that, Dave?
I wouldn't say you've seen it. I have never really seen it where you see a person run twice back-to-back like that. I don't think so. I could be wrong, though. I'm not familiar with that. I don't know. I just don't think so.
Remember, I'm not running twice. I'm running in – remember, I was only running in the primary, not the general election, you know?
Well, does losing the primary exclude you somehow that way, maybe? You can't do it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you have to wait till 2025 to try it again.
Yeah, I think
you're right. There's got to be something in there, these motherfucking crooked bastards, to put in there to stop that shit from happening that easy.
Okay, we're not going to outsmart them. We're not going to outsmart them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they've got all their bases covered.
Yeah, they have had for a long time, trust me.
Dave, every law, every statute, they've got it worded so that you can't beat them. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And that's why everybody that goes to court, I don't give a shit what it's for. If you go for a traffic ticket, think you're going to go in and represent yourself as a sovereign citizen or all the bullshit, I don't care what you want. You're going to lose, number one, because you don't know the lingo. You don't know what the fuck to say to that judge.
Even if
you
do know the lingo. You're going to lose.
No, not really, because I've got cases I can show you on now that they're winning, some of them. But they know the shit.
They know what's going on. They know how to question
okay.
that judge. They know how to, they tell that judge they know how he gets paid. That's why all your criminal activity goes to court is always appealed. Almost not or not appealed. They're what do you call it? They end the you get an appeal or not appeal. What the fuck is the name? A plea bargain. Everything's a plea bargain.
Yeah.
You don't actually see a lot of jury trials because.
Oh yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. 90% of it's all plea bargained out because when you have your defense attorney, regardless if you pay a retainer and you pay all the money to this guy, he's still part of the bar association, which they all meet together at the local joint down the street and have their little shit show, and they're all getting together because they all work together. The clerk, the judge, the attorneys, even the public defenders. So when you plea bargain something, that QCEP number that you they started with a case number, and it ends up when it's done at the end of the day, and you plea out, that's how they get paid. Because that number goes right to the stock market, believe it or not. That's part of that account that I'm talking about. When they fucking fine you, they put you.
What goes to it, though?
Huh?
What money goes to it? For what reason?
It's a tax. You have to understand, it's a tax credit that's moved into funds where they can switch shit around on the stock market. That's how they do it. That's how they
yeah.
do it. Now, as far as the stuff that you're born, that's because they're the people that actually own you because they fucking America sold you out. They have to take
yeah.
out a policy on you. They have to insure you. And when you go in, like you go into the military, they have to actually come back when they get your Social Security number. They know that you're going into the military. They have to up the insurance on it because you are a liable asset to them. If you go into the military and take
service.
A chance on dying, they need you more than insured for it. Yes, yes. 100%. You have a fucking certificate of title for any vehicle you own? You don't own it. Sorry to tell
yeah.
you. I got a $30,000
yeah.
GMC Typhoon. It's paid for. I thought, that's paid for. I'm good to go. My own vehicle I don't even own because I have a certificate
yeah,
of title. I don't have the origin of manufacturing paper. It's a title because the state has the fucking certificate of it, the real title.
I know.
I get a
paper
where I got to pay a fee. I got to pay for licensing. It's all bullshit.
I know.
It's all banking. Fucking maddening is what it is.
And how do you get out of it? You can't.
You can't really. You can't because in one way or another, the system and overall you have to look like if you were to try to say, oh, how do I get out? You want to get out? Well, you would have to pull yourself out of it, and you can't rely on any type of activity that would get yourself in trouble because you just can't drive down the fucking road. I'm sorry, they're going to stop you. People think, oh, I don't have a
driver's
license. You're some way or another, you got to interact. You got to get to the store. You got to pick up your kids. You got to go get fucking toilet
yep.
paper. They're not Uber's not taking you everywhere. You're not going to have Amazon drop it all off at one point or another.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
There is a system somehow or another you have to interact. Just like when you sign a contract through a fucking phone you're talking on, you're in the system then. You're in their jurisdiction of commerce. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
That's all.
And they will get
design,
you. They will get you.
And it's by design, 100%. That's
yep.
their blueprint.
Yep.
And they have and it is so that call earlier we were on, that lady was right. It is so it's so overwhelming to think when you actually know, like I'm starting to figure this shit out, how in-depth this is. When you pick up a bottle of water at the gas station, you think you're buying it and just, you know, if you look at that son of a bitch, on that bottle of water somewhere is a mark. There's a mark. I got all
R,
of the marks.
A R. An R with a circle.
There's a kosher mark on it. It's a fee that gets paid to the fucking some Jewish whatever the hell it is. They have to have an approval to sell that fucking product. In that store, in that state, whatever, however, and they get that money. It's all about the money. You can't go to a house. You can't go to a bank and I say, hey, I'd like to buy a $100,000 home. The bank will say, okay, what's your credit like? Well, okay, I got good credit. Okay, well, so I would like $100,000 to build a. They want to give you a line of credit. They don't have the cash to give you to buy it. But what they'll do is it's called usury. It's been against the fucking law since Christ was here. That's why his father, Yahweh, sent him down here to tell the bastards at the fucking marketplace, stop charging people lending them money, you fucking bums. That's what it's all
yep.
about. Usury. Making
yep.
money off
yep.
lending it. And
I
it
know.
Compounds because once you can't pay,
You're in a hole. You never get out of that hole. They want to give you a credit card. More, another credit card. Look at your dollar bill. Take a dollar bill and look at it. Lay it down and look at it. And show me on there where it says money. Show me where it says monetary value. It doesn't.
Nowhere.
It's a federal note.
Yeah. It's a receipt.
You can't take a dollar. You can't take $100 and go get $100 worth of gold. You can't. They'll laugh at you. Take
yep.
that $100 bill, wipe your ass. It's not even worth toilet paper. It all adds to it. It's not. It's a debt. You're talking about a debt-based society that has completely threw what Jesus Christ went down to the marketplace for and smashed up the tables and said, stop it. You have that in the United States from the beginning, 1913 and 17 up through there, 33 when they implemented the Federal Reserve Act. That right there was the Zionist infiltration and the downfall of this country, because from that point on, we had bad fucking debt. We borrowed money from Abe Lincoln for the Revolutionary War from the French, but that's not like we got into with borrowing money from the fucking Rothschild banking system. That's who set this all up. The Rothschilds own fucking the Federal Reserve. You know what else the Rothschilds hold? I found out yesterday and got a paper showing it.
What?
The land contract of fucking Israel. The very land contract that's written in the Balfour Declaration.
Right here.
I'll send it to you. I swear to God, I almost lost my fucking mind. The Balfour Declaration. The Balfour Declaration is a piece of paper. I'm sending it to you right now. God damn it. You think I'm bullshitting? The Rothschilds.
No, I don't believe it.
I'm telling you, you better
That's
believe
crazy,
it.
That's crazy, man.
I haven't lied to you yet.
That's crazy.
I haven't lied to you yet.
I bet you didn't believe it when you saw it.
I about fucking flipped the TV over and said, these sons of bitches not only fuck up Joe's fucking voting, they fuck up everything. They're in it heavy. It's heavy. I'm telling you right now. I made a video. I made a 45-minute video. I'll send it to you. But I'm going to send you this picture of this fucking guy pointing at this fucking document, and it shows exactly that the Balfour Declaration had a deal where Hitler, where everybody thought he was doing the final solution and dashing Jews, which we know is a lie, he was actually trying to get them moved to Palestine under the Balfour Declaration, and Churchill said, fuck you, fuck off, we're going to war. And that's when that madman started bombing everything.
And I know that fat-ass motherfucker. I can't stand him.
If anybody's ever seen anything that's sad, watch what happened to the city of Dresden in Germany, where it was basically like Gaza is now with a lot of older people.
Dude,
I saw a documentary of a man talking about they were hiding in their basement because the air raid sirens come on, and they weren't supposed to be getting bombed because they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
They couldn't breathe.
There was people trying to run across the street, and there was so much napalm, their feet melted when they hit the concrete.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? And then
The
people that are hiding in the basement thinking they're safe, the napalm, 150-mile-per-hour winds, like a fucking bomb went off, and heat. It turned people into their basements into fucking grease, fat.
Oh, man.
They dig up, and it baked everybody in the basement. I swear to God, I threw up.
Oh, I know.
That's what we don't hear about, though. But we'll hear about 6 million Jews are gassed, you know. My grandpa had my mom. Fucking, I can draw my numbers. Yeah, sure, everybody had numbers, but why don't anybody dispute the Red Cross? The Red Cross comes out, and
that's
a very accurate situation where they took even circumcision serious. They recorded births, toothaches, or tooth extractions, circumcisions, deaths, and they labeled it what it was, and it's 270-some thousand. Fucking 6 million. They didn't have a Holocaust. They didn't have one, I'm telling you. But they're owed one.
No.
Shit they've stolen and done they're owed one. They're owed. These bastards deserve to die for what they've done. They need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I'm saying that we give them a chance. We get to give them a Nuremberg. Give them let these people that have lied, and we know that they're lying, because we got to put it on video and say, you fucking lied. Now what?
Yeah,
Joe Biden, you lied. Look at this guy, attorney for the guy that's overseeing this, the documents and shit, talking about, Joe Biden, he definitely had some shit, you know, did this, but we're going to let him off because he's senile. What the fuck? What did you just say? You're going to let him get
That's
in the benefit of the doubt. He's committed a fucking felony, but yet you're going to not. Oh, my God.
That's wrong.
You can't even. There's no accountability because they hide in the fucking District of Columbia.
Look, let me explain something.
You know where the United States is at? Can you tell me where the United States is actually at?
No. It's North America, right?
No.
The corporation. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at
That's
it,
what runs
and you try to put that Google Earth, it shows you that you're in the District of Columbia if you pull up the United States. That's fucked up. Why wouldn't they say North America?
It's a fact.
That's what it is. It's a corporation. I'm sending you this fucking picture. Now, you're going to shit yourself. I can't. The Rothschild
take
family.
A while
my God.
One.
No, it won't. I just got to pull it up and look at it. I just can't
the
believe
The Rothschilds are evil. Evil.
You're not kidding. And, you know, here's the thing. The Rothschild family and what was the other name of them other pricks? J.P. Morgan, Chase, all these people involved together. But they were actually infiltrated by the Khazarian people that when they were coming from Mongol Asia and they were split up, the different groups of them that were divided up, they knew what they're evil bastards. They're the most evil people on earth. We already know that. But they knew to get involved with British royalty, the 13 family.
Yeah.
So at the very, very, very beginning of all the banking and stuff that went on, these people were hands-on first right there. They may not have been the direct part of it, but the people that had the money, like the Rothschild family, these people married into it, and then they just went right up the ladder. And now you have them at the highest levels. And that's how it happened. There's no denying it. I mean, you look at the bloodline, they show it. Freemasons, that's
what
I'm worried
about. Hey, what happened to the king of Scotland and everything?
I don't know about that. I never looked at that too much. I've seen some shit about but – are you talking about the black guy?
No, the Scottish. The Scottish with William Wallace. With the Bruces.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of something different. I'm talking about that. I've seen a clip of that movie that they tried to do that. The king of – that big black guy plays. It's got the sleepy eye, and he wears a red beret.
I know. I think that's fake.
Here, let me read you the document before I send it to you. It says, and it's from the Foreign Office, November the 2nd, 1917, and it says, "Dear Lord Rothschild, I have much pleasure in conveying to you on behalf of His Majesty's government the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist I gotta look at that. All right, blow it up. There's aspiration,
Joe,
which has been submitted to and approved by the cabinet. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of the existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine." How's
that?
We
got Shabaka on here. Shabaka's on here. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? What you doing? Is that Tave with you?
What's up?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Shabaka?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Tave. I try to communicate with you, man, you know, when you communicated with me on my like page, but it's Facebook, fuckbook, some bullshit that they doing over there in Silicon Game Valley.
They're me on everything.
Well, that means, Tave, that you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because, you know, if you're talking about a man shoving, you know, some damn ketchup up his ass, talking about he's having a menstrual period, okay, which is impossible, they'll go for that. If you're talking about grown fucking men, you know, talking about them transgender competing women's sports, yeah, something is wrong. Yes, sir. And then on top of it, too, is that the women, you know, bona fide women, you know, the ones with that lovely thing in between their legs that has something called a pearl in it, commonly referred to as a clitoris.
Yeah.
They don't want them dudes over there, you know, in their sports. And I've told them, and Joe would tell you, I stated on the air, is that let them form their own fucking leagues and they can go someplace else with that shit. Okay.
That's right.
Now. Okay, now, Joe, okay, I was on another podcast, you know, yelling at Sarge, and we charged him, Sarge, with dereliction of duty, and he is hereby ordered to report to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced at 2100 hours in the Eastern time zone. Otherwise, we're charging Sarge with desertion.
Okay.
Now, what happened was, Joe, we got off into an argument, you know, me and the host talking about that black people sold themselves into slavery. And as you know, Joe, and I've proven it, which is the biggest goddamn lie ever told. Now, what had happened was it was the concept of the European, as you know, Joe, of divide and conquer. When you look at the case of Sen Q of 1839, I believe, who was the king's sons of the Mende Nation over there, why would the king sell his own son into slavery? So that there's, you know, that blows that up out the water. It was divide and conquer technique, the same thing that the Caucasians did with the indigenous people or Native Americans here in the United States. First form of biochemical warfare was selling the indigenous people and giving them blankets with smallpox, okay? For some odd reason, European men figure they got the right to go violate women, like how they did so many of the African sisters on the slave ship. When you look at the motion picture,
a lot of people violated women back then.
Joe, this is Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. We deal with our people's culture first, you see. Then we talk to the other ones.
Well, hang on. Truth is truth, though. We got to speak the truth, you know. We got to speak the truth, Chewbacca.
Okay, but hold on, though, Joe. You have to understand something. The basis of my research is why I've spoken with people from the continent. Now, as Mary McKeeber would say, okay, is a lot of our history was translated orally from the griot. But then here comes the European to Azani and says, poof, now you exist since we discovered you, which is ridiculous, okay? And the griots that I argued with Sarge about spend years, man, you know, memorizing the history of the people that was passed on down to generation to generation to generation, is because the griot is the son of the griot, the grandson of his of the griot before him. That is his soul purpose. Okay, now, not to mention the fact that we have given the world the first form of writing called the Medu Natur, but the Greeks called it the hieroglyphics.
Wait a minute. Now, I'm going to go farther back than that. Cuneiform.
To who?
It's called the cuneiform tablets.
Okay, and give us some history on that there, Tave.
Well, the cuneiform tablets, actually, what if you want to something recent that happened, we believe that these tablets from the Anunnaki, Enki, and that the people pre-Christ, almost 7,000-8,000 years, actually, they use a stylus, and it's like a pancake of clay. Mm-hmm. And they would take that stylus and they would poke at it, and they would use, it looked like a bunch of little lines is all, I mean, I can't, you can never tell, you have to translate it, but those cuneiform writings were hidden through the times of, like when, biblical times, because they knew that because the Jews, let's call them, I'm calling them what it is, these deceivers form line shows a bloodline on what they had going. And we're talking about the king system and all this, and it was hidden. But then recently in 1991, we had what we call Desert Storm. Well, in Iraq, the museum there was raided by several. They got it on video. It's like three or four or five different big SUV black ones. These guys jump out with full black garb on. They go in, they shoot up the museum. They bust out into the room with the cuneiform tablets, and they take about 15 or 20 of them, and they disappear. They're gone. are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not saying there's not hundreds more of them, but what they were talking about, apparently, if they were translating it right, was the whole purpose or the afterlife, how to get to the afterlife. Like, we talk about the when you're reborn again, or if you come back as something else, what the hell do they call that?
Oh, yeah, reincarnation.
Yes. They believe there was a God that they worship. They practiced that, and it was apparently part of the solution to the problem. But the upper elites, and I'm thinking it's probably American government tied in with Israel and whoever else these corrupt bastards are, whatever they want to do to screw mankind, however they can,
mm-hmm.
I had something to do with it, and they're gone.
Yeah, just
so,
like in South Africa, what they're doing with the silicon, okay?
Yep.
What they're doing with the gold over there. And this is why I appreciated the Zulu Empire, because, you know, when Shaka first saw his first white man, as you know, they came with lies, deceit, and things of that nature right there. And Miriam Makeba, and you, Joe, you have heard many of my podcasts. She's the one that does the opening introduction, singing it in Xhosa and Zulu, and it's called the African Sunset. Okay, and the reason why we played that is because when it's daytime over here, the sun is setting in Azania, and then all up, of course, the continent of Kibalan. Now, what had happened was when I was trying to say this here to another host, and we got into a shouting match, Joe, you know how we get down, knock out, drag out, you know what I'm saying, and they wouldn't let me finish, is because I was trying to explain to the ignoramus who was hosting the show, who kept cutting me off. I was trying to explain to them is that when they had wars on a continent of Kibalan or Africa or what have you, the ones that lost the war were incorporated into the conquering nation. And the classic mm-hmm. example of this is the Zulu Empire. And then also, too, there's Her Majesty Queen Nzinga of Mutamba, which is modern-day Angola. She did the same thing, is because the Portuguese come down and tell Her Majesty, well, you're a subject of Portugal. And she says, do you care to restate that again? And so they did, and so she gave the orders, and she herself commanded her troops in the field and started slicing these motherfuckers up as well as she should have.
Yep.
You see what I mean? Okay, and so then for 50 years, all her adult life, man, you know, from the time she was in her teens all the way up to her death, you know, she ruled Mutamba, you see what I mean? And the Portuguese are going to tell her that she's a colony of King Philip, I believe, of Portugal. I forgot his number. And she says, you know what, you motherfuckers got like exactly about 15 minutes to get your asses up out of here with that bullshit, and 14 minutes of them are gone. Right. Yeah. And then Her Majesty, she went out there and put the work in. Okay. Now, on the slavery tape, okay, is because I've traveled across the Little Bighorn, and I did speak, you know, with a woman, you know, of a few hours, actually. And we were discussing history, and I said, please show me what Custer is, because I want to go piss on his grave. Fuck Custer, okay? And then, of course, Tatanka, right, is who they called Sitting Bull, but we will give him his proper name of Tatanka, what he called himself. He did the right thing. He's protecting his nation. You see what I mean? An old yellow hair. Hey, man, it was a great pleasure traveling across the Little Bighorn, listening to the wind and hear the stories of long ago, which is another ancient African proverb. Okay, now, getting back on the political front, fuck Joe Biden, fuck Donald Duck, both of them are two sides of the same coin, and I will be sitting my ass on the couch this election day looking at this bullshit. Now, how in the fuck is Hiding Biden, who backed a federal crime bill that led to mass incarceration of innocent black people, going to tell me that if I don't vote for his old senile stinking ass, I'm not black?
You ain't black.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck Joe Biden. And I want to make that perfectly clear. Okay, you know, to quote another crook. Okay, Donald
Trump.
Now,
let me interject there for 1 second, Chewbacca, because I'd like to say fuck Donald Trump, Donald Dump, because he's the snake, and he said a poem to everybody
And right. You let me in. I'm the snake. I'm going to bite you again. And I'm going to play that for Joe later. But I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker goes to that waning wall, and he puts that little tiny hat on. He sits up there, and he fornicates with that wall, fucking that thing.
Right.
And he turns around and tells everybody, Israel first. When you want to be an American president, Americans first. And if he don't like it, fuck him.
Okay, hey, my man, you'll get no argument from me because I'm going to be sitting my ass on the couch looking at this stupid-ass circus as it unfolds. Now, you know, Joe, the one and only Sarge was on his show, and Sarge and I, as you know, we go back and forth. Sarge is Sarge, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. Okay. All righty. So, therefore, the host or hostess, I'm trying to explain to them of how the transatlantic slave trade had started. And you must keep in mind that the ones that did the selling were captured as slaves, too. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the slave market, and this is why you got the great debate, you know, about the reparations going on today, which are due, which are needed, is because if they're not coming to us, you know, for something, you know, to help, as my co-host says, foundational black Americans, then we simply will not vote for them. Now, the tab for the reparations, Joe, and you and I are going to disagree, is right now is at $450 trillion, is because we have to look at the revenue that was generated by the free labor, because you could lease your slave, you could rent your slave, you could take a 14-year-old girl, violate her, rape her, offspring will automatically say, yeah, and what have you. And then, of course, you know, if you saw the motion picture Man Dingo, the white woman right there, her husband is going off here with the slave women because of her attributes. So the white woman would tell the black man, you better fuck me or I'm going to tell the master that you raped me. And if you saw the motion picture Man Dingo, it deals just with that. So damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Double jeopardy.
Now,
and they always
now,
call.
Chewbacca,
yeah,
hang on real quick.
Yeah.
Where are you going to purport this to? Disney World? Because that's what it sounds like, a fairy tale. Or you know,
okay.
What are you getting at?
Okay, what
from?
I'm talking about? No, Joe, these are absolute facts that I've studied over the majority of my life, plus being a black man in America. You see what I'm saying? You know, my blood was spilt on the plantations of Alabama and Virginia.
You
see
were
what
a slave
I mean?
In Alabama. You were a slave in Alabama?
Sir, no, Joe.
Oh, I was
we traced
say,
our
come
family.
On.
Okay, hold on, Joe. Please let me finish, please. Okay, we traced our
okay.
family lineage to Montgomery, Alabama, to 1840. Okay, it was very difficult how my relatives did it. Okay, I guess they went to the archives and started putting it together. But keep in mind, though, Joe, once again, a lot of our history is translated to our next generations orally, even here in the United States, just like when I met Rosa Parks when I was 21 years old. Here's a frail lady, okay, did not weigh
yep.
no more than 130 pounds wringing wet, who had more guts than a little bit when she refused to give up her
okay.
seat in 1955. Now,
yeah.
a young reverend by the name of Martin Luther King came and supported her, and this is when the Montgomery bus boycott started. They said, whatever you do, do not ride the bus. Get you a skateboard, roller skates, a fucking shopping cart. You know what I'm saying? Get you a damn donkey, but do not ride the fucking bus. Now, old Frog Face, okay, who is the governor of Alabama, you know, his classic line, segregation yesterday, segregation today, segregation tomorrow. Okay, now.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now George Wallace. Okay, now George Wallace, okay, stated how he honestly felt. Now, Donald Duck, he's probably on dope, paying $250,000 for some raggedy-ass-looking, disease-infested whore, you know what I'm saying, which is beyond me. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, and then to mention the fact that Donald Duck, according to his own niece, is narcissistic. He's crazy. This bastard gets up and says before he was elected in 2016 that he can go shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and will not be prosecuted. Okay. Now, the business going on with Fannie Willis down in the great state of Georgia, okay, it's bullshit. Okay, it's for the
it
simple
is.
Fact.
You got that right.
Okay. And keep in mind, Joe, I don't never support no damn district attorney, the many fucking crimes that they accuse me of, and fortunately I beat them because I was innocent. Their job is to simply get your ass convicted by any means necessary. Now, she had an associate. They had an affair, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have a problem with men and women getting together, having sex. That there is their
Chewbacca, you got to have some sort of respect for the office and institution. What kind of government are you going to run then? You're just going to screw each other on the table? You know, I mean, come on, you know?
Okay, no, but Joe, they're in off hours. They're on vacation. They're not on the county's time. They're not on the state's time. They're on their own personal business. Okay. Then the judge
says, so we know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No,
and so the judge says to Fannie Willis, okay, you got to disassociate from Mr. Nathan. You see what I'm saying? Who is one of her subordinates. Okay. I mean, that there's a personal thing going on with them, but they're trying to discredit Fannie Willis is because, you know, she's getting ready to make some of these dumpsters fall, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, dump
that's just Chewbacca. You're playing with a man's life here and his freedom, you know. This isn't, that's why it shouldn't be the little whorehouse on Texas. You know what I mean?
But Joe, he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Okay, he swore, you know, to protect the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, if I recall the presidential oath.
And he swore an oath too of ethics and code of conduct for the court as an officer of the court.
Oh, okay, but what ethics did she violate, Joe? Because she and this man was fucking in a off time. You know what I mean? That's their business, man.
Yes, if they're not supposed to have an when you're working in an office together in a law, you're not supposed to be, you know, have inner relationships like that. That's what the rules of the institution and the bar. You know, that's what she agreed to. You know?
Okay, but hold on, Joe. Hold on. Okay, so what she did was she severed her relationship with Mr. Nathan. Okay, so they got her up there being the district attorney. And keep in mind, I don't support no district attorney. I mean, look at your ragged-ass vice president who was the district attorney of San Francisco and refused to prosecute these murderers of Mario Woods that they put over 28 bullets in the city and county in San Francisco. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, when she was in her 30s, she was fucking Willie Brown, who was in her 60s. Okay, and then, hold it. And then, you know, Willie Brown's wife found out and divorced his ass, and rightfully so. Then Kamala goes up there to be the Attorney General of the great crooked state of California. Okay, so then what happens after that, then she was appointed the U.S. Senator, is when, what's her name, died, that she replaced her. So now they're talking about they might not even want her on a ticket to go with Hyde and Biden. Now, you got an egotistical sick fuck by the name Donald Duck, and we refer to him as the dump, as in human shit. And we want to make that perfectly clear. Okay.
Can I ask you a question, though? What did Donald Trump ever do to hurt you or create policy that hurts you or your people? What has he ever done?
Okay, first place, what the man does, he got up there, he lied on the oath. Second of all, when he had Omarosa physically thrown out of the White House and referred to this black woman as a dog, well, you see, you have to understand something on that, Joe. A black woman bore me. Understand? Okay.
When did he say that? I would like to hear a recording of that.
Okay, no, you could pull it up there. Google Omarosa, Joe. Hold on.
Yeah, I'd like to see
Omarosa.
That, man.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting ready to pull up Omarosa. Okay, R-O-S-S-A, okay, Omarosa, okay, Omarosa Cosmetics, Omarosa. Okay, wait a minute, I need an A here. Omarosa. Okay, hold on, Joe. We're up here fucking with Google, and you know how they do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Google.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Google is full of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say something here. I understand the reparation, what you're trying to do there, but what if I was to say this? What if I was an American knowing that the slave trade directly involved, and I could give you the names of the ships, the names of the owners, and who they were in the United mm-hmm. States that were Jewish and behind it.
What okay, you said, get no argument from me on that is because
okay,
Minister Louis
now,
Farrakhan gave a lecture on that there is because the name of
that?
One of the slave ships was Jesus.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
Number one. Okay. Number two is it was the Jewish community that benefited greatly from the transatlantic slave trade. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
now,
I blame Muhammad Ali earlier.
Well,
okay,
say
that again.
That,
what about Ali?
Because of now, this more so, this would be the biggest thing because we know now for a fact that these people lied about the Holocaust because of the truth
Robert,
that are coming out after the fact. So when they have lied about the Holocaust and all the money that they have accumulated and all the sympathy and all the bullshit for lies
mm-hmm.
that they portrayed, and we know now because it's in court, but it's
mm-hmm.
the ADL. It's, you know, the funding of, you know, Leo Frank, who was a Jewish man who raped a white girl, in turn blamed it on a black, pardoned by the Georgia governor at the time, who was a Jew, and he took off to New York. Well, after
mm-hmm.
this all started, the ADL was formed to try and get this guy, and the Jewish League is to stop the Jews from being persecuted or prosecuted for their
mm-hmm.
crimes. So they sent...
Mm-hmm.
this young girl's father with some deputized sheriffs up to New York on horseback, and they got
mm-hmm.
him, and they hung him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people
mm-hmm.
have lied to everybody in the world. They're evil demons.
Mm-hmm.
They should have to pay back for lying about the Holocaust, and I would say if we want to give you guys reparations, which I'm a Cherokee Indian by family tree, I would say let's ask the Jews for it out of their fund that they've lied and got compensated for over fucking paid. Let's give it
mm-hmm.
to the blacks because we have an actual we know of situation that happened, and they're even behind it. So
mm-hmm.
I would say I would like to lead that battle for you or put my sword in my pocket and say let's go. I'm with you. But as far as me having to pay for that, I don't believe it. I won't do it.
Okay.
I don't feel that's right.
Okay,
in
now I'm okay. Okay, all right, Dave, I respect your opinion. Okay, but
right.
discussions that I've had, you know, within the black community, okay, the ones who we should be jacking them for the reparations is the goddamn Federal Reserve, okay? Because
that's,
it's not a government. Okay, and
the
then keep in mind, okay, hold it. Now, keep in mind, Dave, now I'm going to say something else that's going to support your premise even more. It's because it was the goddamn Federal Reserve that went and stole all the money from the Freedmen Bureau's banks that they were banking on,
that's
you
right.
know, post-slavery. You see
that's
what I mean?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, see, because, you know, we've
so
had,
we
you could pull
is,
up some of our
happened.
Back episodes on it. I'm sorry?
We need
say
to
that
have,
again, too.
We need to have. Exactly your mentality with how you guys feel about that situation, just what you said about how
mm-hmm.
I feel about the lies of the Holocaust and the detriment and all the stuff that they've done wrong to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the ones that are going to have to stand up and take back America and throw these motherfuckers out. 109
mm-hmm.
countries have done it before. Let's make it
mm-hmm.
110 in America, never again, and make them pay for it.
Okay.
That's what's
all right.
happened. The real people that have been affected by these motherfuckers. God, I
oh, yeah. Okay, Dave, you will get no argument from me. Okay,
oh,
but
no.
however, okay, but you have to look at the hypocrisy when it comes to black people in America. Now, when a guy by the name of Huey Percy Newton formed the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in Oakland, California in 1966, and check my wall, man, I could take you right to the same goddamn streets, man, of where they did it. It's because we were inspired at Chewbacca's black experience enhanced by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. Okay, they were exercising their constitutional rights. As you know, Dr. Newton, you know, he had always would have his law book with him, and he would tell the goddamn Oakland Police Department to stop us unlawful on the subsection number, and we have the legal right to defend ourselves, you know, when California was an open Cary State, but there was a motherfucker by the name of Mulford who lived in an exclusive area near Oakland called Piedmont, and he introduced banning guns in the state of California. Then another senile motherfucker who became the 40th president of the United States with his senile stinking ass, he signed it into law called the Gun Control Act of 1968. It's in violation of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not to be infringed. Okay, that means that when it means not to be infringed, you can't change the fucking law. You cannot repeal it. You cannot take it off. You know what I'm saying? And this is why in California, if you're transporting a firearm, you got to separate the firearm from the ammo, and it's got to be in the trunk of the vehicle. You see what I mean? But Dr. Newton, Bobby Seale, little Bobby Hutton, the Forte brothers and Big Man, okay, they would patrol the police in the streets of Oakland. And Dr. Newton would get out and in his role as the Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party.
Hey,
with his 12 gauge. Yes.
How come none of those guys showed up? How come none of those guys showed up at, what the hell is the name of that prison there, Attica, when, you know, when they needed them most? How come they put
heads?
Oh, head,
you're
you
talking about Bobby Seale.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Yeah, they put the tail between the legs and ran out of here. How come?
But what it is, though, is that Mr. Seale had went up there and made statements on that. Okay, hold on, Joe. If you got time, okay, because I got the article here on Ima Rose, so then we're going to pull up the Attica situation with Seale. Okay, former President Donald Duck Trump and the dump as in human shit. And I want to make that perfectly clear, by the way. Presidential campaign has been ordered to pay nearly $1.3 million in legal fees to former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman by a New York court arbitrator, if I'm saying any hell. Actually, shit, Omarosa's kind of nice looking here. Yummy. The award handed down on Tuesday comes after the dump as in human shit. And we want to make this perfectly clear. Filed a complaint against Ms. Newman over her 2018 book, Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House, in which she called Trump a racist and suggested that he was in real and serious mental decline. She'll get no argument from me on that because Trump is narcissistic, man. I think the motherfucker's on dope personally, man. He must be smoking some good weed. Okay.
Boy, he's a baby dick. He's a sucking baby penis with circumcision like the rest of them fucking Jew sickos do.
Oh, God, man. Sick bastard. Sick bastard. A source with the dump campaign told ABC News that the dump, as in human shit, and we want to make that perfectly clear, intends to appeal the ruling. Dump's arbitration complaint against Ms. Newman with the American Arbitration Association in New York City in 2018 alleged that she was in breach of a 2016 confidentiality agreement. In September, arbitrator T. Andrew Brown ruled that the former president's non-disclosure agreement with Omarosa was unenforceable. In other words, the contract right there, as we both know, Tave and Joe, is that you could take that contract and wipe your ass with it. It means it's unenforceable. You can't enforce it. Brown said in the ruling that the terms of the non-disclosure agreement were highly problematic because it did not adhere to typical legal standards, describing it as vague, indefinite, and therefore void and unenforceable. Now, to quote the words of Dr. Huey Percy Newton, any statute that is so ambiguous that it cannot be understood by the common man is unenforceable, is null and void. See?
Okay.
Okay, see, this is the shit they don't tell you, okay? Now, okay, in Tuesday's decision, Brown said that Ms. Newman was defending herself in a claim which was extensively litigated for more than 3 years against an opponent who undoubtedly commanded far greater resources than did respondent. Following the order, the attorney tweeted $1.3 million attorney fees and cost order against the dump campaign issued. Okay, now, one thing about the dump, as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear. One thing I have to say about the bastard, Okay, now hold on. One thing I have to say about the bastard, and I gave him his props on this, is when he signed a full pardon against former heavyweight champion Jack Johnson, although with posthumous, okay, meaning after he did, just like how they made that asshole Custard general after they planted his ass after Sitting Bull got finished with him, okay, had stated that, you know, it is what it is. You see what I'm saying? It is what it is. You see, it's unenforceable. You see what I'm saying? And then, let's see. Okay. And she was supposedly been the. I'm sorry?
What year did you say? What year did you say that you were talking about the Black Panthers? Did you say 68?
Yes, sir. And that
you,
is when they're,
heard?
I mean, 1966. 1966
yeah.
is when they
okay.
originated. In 1967, Dr. Newton was doing the patrols of the police department,
okay.
and Dr. Newton would inform the people of who the police were beating who were, and
yeah.
harassing, and stated you have the legal right under this, that, or the other. Also, too, he had a court case that he said that this law that you guys are talking about is too ambiguous for the common man to understand, which means is that it's not a statute.
Do
because
you know
it's too ambiguous.
There's actually there's a group of Black Panthers that are from Israel, Palestine, that in 1971,
okay.
they
mm-hmm.
actually have that name, but they're called the Mishra, Arab Jews is what they're called. But they
mm-hmm.
are opposed to the Ashkenazi, the ones that are behind all the bullshit that I'm talking about. The slave trade and all that is the Ashkenazi sect of these fucks, the satanic
okay.
ones. But these
mm-hmm.
guys are actually a group called the Black Panthers out of Palestine that in 71 made
mm-hmm.
a big ruckus over there to protest. And I was just wondering, I saw this a while back, and I looked it up just now, and I was trying to figure out if you guys were affiliated with them. Because
mm-hmm.
I do know that there was some Jewish involvement with talks among the different leaders in the Black community during civil rights time. And I know
okay.
that for a fact. But just
okay.
wondered if that was something you guys had tied in with them.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was never a member of the Black Panther Party. This here happened when
okay.
I was a child, witnessing
oh,
all this stuff.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, I had elders and people that I knew who were members of the original Black Panther Party. J. Edgar Hoover with his gay ass, okay, he's gonna sit up there and declare these people public enemy number one simply because they defended themselves. Now, here's one for you. 1967, major shootout on the corner of 41st and Compton Avenue in Los Angeles, okay. The LAPD entered their premises illegally. They defended themselves, and they had to go through a hell of a trial. I'm quite sure when the lapdogs got them in custody, they beat on them, but there was a young attorney that got them acquitted of all those charges, and his name was Johnny Cochran. He took the case pro bono. Most definitely.
Man, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then Johnny Cochran had also taken up the Deadwyler case pro bono, a man who was shot and killed by a LAPD officer, motorcycle officer, who was taking his wife, who was in labor, to the hospital, okay? He was shot and killed, okay? So Johnny Cochran took that case, okay? And Johnny Cochran has did a lot of pro bono cases in the Black community, you see what I mean? And then also, too, Johnny Cochran had wrote the case with Geronimo Pratt, Geronimo Pratt, who transitioned, okay, who was falsely imprisoned in California's prisons, you know, for over 30 years, okay? So when Mr. Cochran had finally had to wait, you know, for the statutes for the FBI to unseal the documents that were confidential that they kept away from the general public, okay, the judge ordered, you know, called up the warden at San Quentin and said, release that man right now. Okay, he doesn't go on a
release
line.
All right, I got one question, Chewbacca.
He should be
one
out of custody today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who killed Tupac?
Okay.
Was it the LA Police Department? Because they're pretty fucking bad.
Oh, yeah. The Los Angeles Police Department, in my opinion, sir, is a terrorist organization. It's because Johnny Cochran has sued them many of times as well. Now, allegedly, out here in Las Vegas, there is a case going on against a guy by the name of Keefe D, who allegedly allegedly killed Mr. Shakur, is because there was something that happened in 1996, is that Tupac and a rival group was at a Mike Tyson fight. They got off into a fight. So then what had happened was is that it was retaliation because one of the gang members that Tupac either beat up or what have you, his uncle gave him a weapon, and this is coming out the Las Vegas case right here that I'm on top of for my show. You see what I mean? And Keefe D allegedly had fired the weapon that killed Mr. Shakur, okay? Those who were in the conflict, a lot of them have transitioned since then. And, I mean, this is 2024, 97. What is that, about 26 years or something? Let me do some math here. Shit. Okay, 24. Okay, well, it's been rumored that Mr. Knight was involved in it, and it was also been rumored that P. Diddy was in it as well, too.
Say, well, Pac was from New York, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur was the son of a Fanny Shakur, who was an original member of the Black Panther Party.
Right.
She was caught up in a Panther 21 trial. You see, she had Tupac in prison. Okay, then she married, and I believe it was Matulu Shakur, who adopted Tupac since he was involved with the Finney. And then, of course, that's how he got the name Shakur. Now, here's another case, okay, Tupac's auntie, okay, and I want to know what you got to say about this one, Joe, Assata Shakur, okay, where her case originated on the New Jersey Turnpike about 1973. She was a political prisoner. From what I understand is that she escaped prison and was granted a lifetime asylum in Cuba. Okay, and then Governor Doug Christie, he might kiss my ass, is because that case went down in his state, and what the son of a bitch should have did was reopen the investigation, because according to the Queen Mother, as we refer to her as, okay, is that she herself was shot, and she only weighed less than 147 pounds, okay? But they had hated her so much is because they dubbed her as a mother hen, okay, for young black men that she was guiding, supposedly going out here carrying out these assassinations of police officers, okay? Now, the thing is that Assata was shot herself, so how in the entire fuck is she going to discharge a weapon, okay, when she's got three bullets in her, okay? Then they take her into the hospital like they did Huey Newton in Oakland when they shot him, okay, and start beating on her. You see what I mean? And then they put her in solitary confinement where she lost the ability to speak. And she was placed in an all-male prison. So once again, that was a violation of not only of her civil rights, but her human rights. They had the guard towers affixed on her. You see what I mean? And she will be 77 years of age coming up in July. So more power, you know, to the Queen Mother.
Is it fair to say that I was a Tupac fan, and I will say this. I knew he was a gifted lyricist 100 times over. But the thing is, he himself went out and against the Jewish-owned handlers of the fucking rap industry back then and ends up dead. So did Biggie Smalls. But then the other one I'm going to say is DMX did the same thing and outright said, fuck them. They don't do anything but use us and rob us.
Right.
Do you think that they could possibly be? Because this is all amazing to me how this comes together. And I can just draw a line back to these sick fucking pedophile cultist fucking Jews that run the world. And they
Okay, well, that's
they
what,
have
okay, well, Dave, tape. That's what Hollywood is all about. You know what I'm saying?
How weird.
It's because what they.
Yep.
Oh, it's very weird. I grew up in Los Angeles, man. As a matter of fact, I did a live feed from it right in front of the Kodak Theater where Will Smith smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Okay. Oh, it's fucked up. Okay, it's downright fucked up. Okay, so the simple fact is that they take these young black women, have them do all these porno flicks with white guys for the audition. They call them ghetto gaggers and connect the dots. Also, too, Harvey Weinstein.
Guess who owns the porn industry? Who just bought Pornhub?
Yeah, exactly.
Jewish rabbi.
Okay, and hold on there.
That's the people you want running your country right there.
Okay, but hold on though, Tave, and they make their major productions up there in the Hollywood Hills, in the San Fernando Valley. You see what I'm saying? In those mansions.
Newport Beach. All that.
I don't watch the shit, man, is because I don't need no training films and how to manuals, okay? So, Tave, you might want to.
You must be hung like a black guy, Chewbacca. You must be hung like a black
now?
Guy, then. You must be hung like a black guy.
I must be what?
You must be hung like a black guy. Long big dick, I'm saying.
Okay, well, we're not going to get on all that there, Tave.
Well, that's
you know
what the broads tell me here. I must be half black. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tave.
Listen to me very carefully when I tell you this.
I'm listening.
I don't believe that a man who shoves ketchup up his ass is a woman, okay?
That's
now,
right.
I understand men like women and vice versa. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then the cold part about it is...
They're exploited to them people.
Oh yes, sir. And then keep in mind... I don't know. Now, this is way before your time, Tave, okay? Joe, you might know this. There was an album called City of Angels by the Miracles in 1975, okay? Now, this is after Smokey Robinson left. It's called City. Okay, all righty. Okay. All
good
right.
Shit.
So,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Good album.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it is. Okay, and then there's a song on there called Poor Charlotte. Listen to the lyrics of that, and that there would tell you what happens to the majority of women who goes out to that sinful goddamn place. You see what I'm saying? They go on a casting couch, used and abused. Hell, I think even James Mansfield with the big titties had said that she would do anything to get a part, go down on her knees, have four or five guys on her at the same time, splash all over her. You know what I'm saying? That's a health hazard right there. Okay. Harvey Weinstein, I'm glad they got his ass in jail. It's because one of the women he violated was Nyota, the one who was, and I don't know if you saw the motion picture called Black Panther, okay, where she was the general of the Duo Mojale, you know, which was the Imperial Guard, okay.
Yeah.
They passed her around. She sued the shit out of him. You see what I'm saying? And it goes on and on and on and on. And another one who they was a tragic figure there was the one and only Miss Dorothy Dandridge. If you ever saw a film called Carmen Jones with Harry Belafonte, Dorothy Dandridge. Oh, shit. And then I forgot the other ones. Okay. But anyway, but a woman who I respect to the utmost, and I'm reading her autobiography now, is the wife of Mr. Miles Davis, Cicely Tyson, okay? She did not go for that shit, and that's why, you know, her career took so long to take off. But if you ever saw the motion picture Sounder, it will break your heart. It's about the rural South in the 1930s, poor black family, sharecropping, okay? And what had happened was Paul Winfield, who played her husband, who was a great actor, too, by the way, had stole a ham to feed the family. So then the sheriff came to take him to jail, which he did, you know, to the chain gang. And Sounder was the dog. And when the sheriff came to take him, the dog got up there and was barking at the sheriff. So they shot Sounder, okay? And you don't see the dog anymore. But the part that would really break your heart, man, that shows the dynamics of the human spirit of black men and black women's love, okay, is when he is coming home from the chain gang, walking down the road, she sees him, and the part that really is very heartwarming and heartbreaking is where she's running across the field, he's running to her, she's running across the field to hug him, to kiss him, to welcome him back, and then Sounder comes out of the bushes, you'll say, you know, still injured, you know, when the sheriff shot him, you know, and Miss Tyson, you know, wasn't going, you know, for that ghetto gag and shit, you know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
Another woman who is a dynamic movie actress and a political activist, may she rest in power, although she did marry a white guy, from what I understand, was the one and only Miss Eartha Kitt. Now, if you ever look at the original Batman series from the 1960s, okay, Eartha Kitt was the original Catwoman. That's where she came out and would say, perfect. You see what I mean? You know, she was good for that one. And then, of course, she opposed the war in Vietnam. She was censured by Lyndon Baines Johnson, FBI, Hooverism, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine yards. But they did not break her spirit, you see. And this is what they have always done here in the United States, Dave, you know, to those who are brought here from the continent of Kibalon against their will. And then also, too, Joe, as you and I have went back and forth on the same subject over the years with our acquaintance, okay, the black nations that did the selling of the slaves were captured also is because the European had came there with lies, deceit, prepackaged bullshit. And this is why the Zulu Empire. Yeah, go ahead.
How could they? I thought you know, they weren't as advanced as the kings and the blacks there. I thought they were so advanced, and how could they have duped them
Okay, but they were, Joe, particularly when you get into Kemet, commonly referred to as Egypt, okay? Alexander the Barbarian, okay, when he went there to Alexandria, all right, you know what he had with him, man, you know, on those long treks across the Sahara, commonly referred to as the Sahara Desert, he had little boys with him, man, little boys, pedophile,
okay,
gay dude. Now, when Mansa Musa, who was the ruler of the Songhai Empire, okay, he tells his queen one day, baby, pack up, you're coming with me. And the queen says, well, why am I going to you? You know, I'm here in the palace. He says, if I'm going to die in the field, I'd much rather die with you at my side than allow you to be overran by these invaders that we're dealing with, and we're going to go kick the shit up out of them, which they did. The Songhai Empire was pretty much of a large empire, Joe. You can Google it, you know what I mean? And Mansa Musa was at that time, the richest man in the world. Now, you talk about the slavery in Africa, okay, and I'm talking about prior to the transatlantic slave trade. It was just one nation that was incorporated into the winning nation, and this is how King Shaka built the Zulu Empire. The same thing with the Queen of Zazao, Amina. You know, she commanded her troops in the field. Do you know what Amina is today, Joe?
No.
Nigeria.
No, what?
Nigeria.
Oh, really?
It used to be Amina. And you could Google her, A-M-I-N-A. She was the king's daughter. You see what I'm saying? And she became a very, very fascinating general. Another woman general is Her Majesty Hatshepsut. She commanded her troops in the field. You see what I mean? And she was the queen of Kemet. Because, as you know, Egypt is a Greek word, and then the fuckboys who came from Kemet, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, they went there and stole shit. Professor George G.M. James, the stolen legacy. You see what I mean? And this isn't hatred. This isn't racism. These are facts of where we research our stories from. Like I told Joe, from an Afrocentric perspective, although Joe researched his stories from a Eurocentric perspective. You see what I mean?
Well, okay. I know I try to do all my research. When I go to both ends of the story, both ends of the rope,
okay.
However you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I want to
okay.
know more than anything, I want the truth, because if I'm going to talk to somebody or I expect something from somebody, I want to, in return, the same thing I'm going to give them, which is respect and truth. And if I can't get that from somebody, then fuck them. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. And as far as our history goes, I know that everybody that wins wars, if everybody's driven
tells
by
the
war,
story.
Tells the story, because the losers do not. And now we're finding out, just like I was saying, World War II, with what happened with Hitler in Dresden and the people over there that were just the atrocities that happened because of the Ashkenazi Jew sect and the Scythians, those people killed 140 million Protestant Christians. And you don't hear about it. 140 million. And they claim they want 6 million were gassed. Bullshit. It's mind-boggling, Shabaka. I mean, I like listening to you talk and all your stories. Absolutely. It's information I will look up.
Yeah. And then correct me if I'm wrong, and then I will re-look it up again. You see what I'm saying? It's because, a lot of the African history in the Americas, they tried to erase. Why do you think they always called the black man boy? From the time that he's a child all the way up till he's 90 years old, they always call him boy. Now, if you saw the motion picture Django that I dug, you know, made by Quentin Tarantino, I love Jamie Foxx tonight because he's going to get his woman. But Samuel L. Jackson playing that house slave role, I lost respect for Mr. Jackson. And Mr. Jackson, you know what I'm saying, you're welcome to call in a podcast too, Cat. And I will tell you about yourself and that bullshit, okay? Show me films,
bit,
man. I'm sorry?
Jackson do that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, you know, he played all kind of roles, you know what I mean, and what have you. You see what I'm saying? Okay, just like when he played in there where he was the Chicago police officer, the negotiator, I believe. You see what I mean? Okay, where Kevin Spacey was in there and he came across some and he came across corruption. And he did the right thing. I also liked him in Shaft, you know what I'm saying? And then he did Shaft 2, where you had Richard Roundtree, who was Samuel L. Jackson's uncle, and then you had Samuel L. Jackson's son keeping up the family tradition. And as you know, Mr. Roundtree had passed away recently within the last year. You see what I mean? And then, too, and I appreciate Spike Lee, the work that he has done. You see what I'm saying? Particularly when he made Malcolm X. Now, Denzel should have got a fucking Oscar for that award. But no,
he might be one of the
best
of all time. Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
Bale, I think, play the roles are unbelievable.
Now, the role that I really loved Denzel Washington in was that one he played in Ricochet that made him a star with John Lithgow, who was the bad guy, and also, too, in John Q, when he made the statement, I will not bury
the
my
hospital,
son. My son will bury me. Right.
Yep.
And he exposed the hypocrisy.
I got to go with Training Day. I like Training Day.
Okay, no, fuck Training Day.
You in the office.
Gave him an
you in the office, motherfucker.
Okay, but he was a rogue cop, okay, you know what I'm saying? And then that scene where he, and that scene there where he was in the jungles, as they call it, you know, looking for the thugs to carry out his dirty work.
They
could take
him on fucking point. They knew he was unfucking. He was the fucking traitor.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then he makes that classic line, King. And then he says, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Got
I could take you right to that damn location over there in the Baldwin Hills, man, and I forgot the name of the house, the jungles. That's what they refer to in L.A. as the jungles, where he played that part. You see what I mean?
Flipping
now,
the birds and that when the man came? Yep.
Yeah, and then, of course, when he played Malcolm X, the opening scene was dynamic, you know what I'm saying, when they showed Rodney King beating. I could take you to the corner where they whooped his ass in Foothill Division on the corner of Foothill and Osborne, right off
now,
the 210 freeway.
I'm missing one with Denzel. Is it Hurricane he played?
Yes, he did. He did play the Hurricane. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He did play, Reuben Hurricane Carter. You know, he was good in that one. And then, of course, the movie that made him a star was Glory and A Soldier Story. Okay.
Yep.
And the soldier story that there's with Howard E. Rawlins, you know, he died. And then the guy that played the Sarge, Adolf Caesar, who finally got, you know, to be on the screen, but he used to do a lot of voiceovers, you know, for commercials and stuff like that for years. You see what I mean? Before he got up on the big screen. You see what I mean? And then also, too, let me see. What I'm talking about now, I'm going from memory page.
He worked against the he protected the little girl in the cartel family or whatever the hell was that was. Deja Vu, maybe? No.
Okay, you're talking about Denzel Washington? Okay, you're talking about Denzel Washington? Okay, I have not seen any film with him doing that. Okay, but however, I don't doubt of what you're saying because I have not seen all this film. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. And then Denzel has been married to the same woman his whole career. Pauletta Pearson. You see what I mean? I would like to meet Mr. Washington. I never met him, but however, I did meet another.
Guy can play any role he wants, and he's admirable in every one he plays. Yep.
Okay, now another great actor who I like, and I met him, and I had his personal phone number, and I lost it. Was the one and only Mr. Dorian Harwood. Okay. Very, very great actor. Yeah. Okay, Dorian Harwood, if you ever saw, what is that there? Not Platoon. The one where, wait a minute. I think it was Platoon, you know, and Dorian Harwood was in that one as well, too. Okay, I think it was Platoon. It was either Platoon or the one man that they did Full Metal Jacket. It was either or. It was either Full Metal Jacket or Platoon with Dorian Harwood, you know, was in that one.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yep. He's more or less, he's more on TV than anything, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then also, too, a very, very personable gentleman. And Mr. Harwood, if you're listening out there, man, you know, please call in, man. I would love to reconnect with you because he did give me the private number.
He's from Dayton, Ohio. He's from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was in Roots and stuff. Yes.
He was in Roots, the Next Generation. Okay, yeah. Where he played Alex Haley's father, you know what I mean?
Yep, and Full then Metal Jacket played him.
Yes, sir. And keep in mind the transatlantic slave trade was real. It's because I've had a family relative go down there to South Carolina who had showed me Charleston Harbor, where she showed me in a photograph of the historical auction place where they auctioned the slaves. You see, a good friend of mine who has relatives there who went down there to Charleston Harbor and says, man, you could feel that shit in the air. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
Then when I was in the South, and I only went through the South one time because a lot of people are going to say, well, Shabaka, you talk all this pro-black stuff, take your ass down South. Well, I went down South. I went to Florida. I went through Georgia. I went through Alabama where my people slaved at, and I felt that shit in a way that you would not fucking believe, okay? I drove across Louisiana, okay? I did not get a chance to see New Orleans because they was redirecting the traffic because I guess recently they had hurricane damage, and also too to the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, go fuck yourself, okay? And you can call up my podcast, man, and I'll be more than happy to debate. Yeah, the panties is what I call them. How dare this bastard is going to sit up here and deny my people knowledge of their history of the brutalization of that they went through in Florida? And hey, man, and traveling through the South, that song went through my mind by Billie Holiday called "Strange Fruit." That was on my mind. I did not stop for shit.
Well, you can believe DeSantis is the enemy. DeSantis sits on that Jewish board, and he just went to Israel and signed a First Amendment, complete anti-Semitic act, and did it in Israel before he signed it in America. So that tells you where the fuck he's from. He's a fucking rat-faced snake fuck.
Yeah, that he is. And then one thing I will say about the great state of Florida, they have better orange juice than California does. And then somebody informed me, now get this right here to show you how these crooked-ass business fucks are doing shit. They bringing California oranges to Florida, man, and they bringing Florida oranges to California. Now, what kind of sense does that make? None. That shit is insane. None. Yeah, exactly. But you got some skullduggery and fuckery going around in big board boardrooms of these corporate executives and what have
right.
you. They don't. Yeah, they don't give a fuck about nobody. Now let's look at Robert Johnson.
Or they're using it to move probably, let's call it maybe some child trafficking in those crates, maybe, or even drugs back
maybe.
And forth amongst our CIA officials. Fucking assholes.
I don't, okay, check this out, Tave. I don't put shit past these no good bastards, okay? I don't put shit past them, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't, okay? It, and then not to mention the fact.
What's the solution? How can we fix this country? Where at least if we, if you want to take your people and be segregated at the end of getting these bastards out, and I take my people and go my way, we at least can sit down at a table, we can come to an agreement, shake hands, and when we have to talk again, we can sit down and talk and not go to fucking
well, who
court.
Knows?
That's what I would like, but we got to get
hey,
rid
man,
of these
maybe,
pricks.
Okay, but Dave, maybe we could do like what Chief Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull did, you know what I'm saying, when they got wind that old yellow hair was coming out there to Montana, all right, and Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, they smoking a peace pipe, and Sitting Bull is saying, look, Crazy, we know you're a crazy motherfucker, okay, but it is what it is, okay. But there's somebody with their Arapahoe, man, that's going out here giving yellow hair all this intel of our movements and our location, our military training, or what we're doing, and our methods of operation. So after Crazy and Sitting Bull smoked a peace pipe, now this was explained to me by a Native American woman, Tave, you know, in Montana.
Yeah, the one you were going, you went to, you were driving across, or you wanted to go see where customers
yes,
were there, right?
Okay,
okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, and so therefore, so here comes Custard. Okay, so they went out there and they took the son of a bitch out. Okay. And as you know, Custer was a lieutenant colonel when he got killed at the Little Bighorn, and then after they buried the no good son of a bitch or whatever what they did to the motherfucker, which I could care less, they made him a brigadier general. You know what I'm saying? General Custer. Man, the son of a bitch wasn't even a damn full bird colonel, so how the fuck you gonna make this bastard a damn brigadier general? Okay. Now, so,
Jesus.
Then she asked me, why did your people help the white man against my people? And I had to tell her, the slave only knew what the master told him, okay? Now, during the Civil War, okay, they come up there, they tell the black man, hey, you fight for the Army Blue, you'll grant your freedom. And they getting all the shit details, walking point, being the first one to get killed. And this is why when we crumb them on our podcast of these brain dead motherfuckers is because we did create the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead, okay? Hey, black man, no. Embrace the legacy of where you come from. Do not be ashamed to being black. You see what I'm saying? And I'm reading this book here about Frederick Douglass that Sarge was telling me about. Thick-ass book, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to read it because, as you know, Freddie D. Was the product of the rape and slave trade and pedophile, okay? And what I argued with a sociology teacher when I was at Cal State LA, and I was telling this motherfucker to get his goddamn facts straight because he wasn't his son, he was his property, okay? And you're going up there helping yourself to black woman at will. And then when a white girl comes up and says, well, hey, black man, you better fuck me or I'm going to tell the master you raped me, damned if he do, damned if he don't. Look at a picture called Mandingo. Me and Sarge
yep.
argued about that. You see what I'm saying? And so therefore, Tave
did
and
Glory,
Chuck.
When Denzel played in Glory, did they talk or reference Little Bighorn or, at all about that with Custer?
Okay.
No?
That I don't know,
Tave,
is because I got to watch Glory again. It's because I do
right.
know Morgan Freeman was in it as well, too. You see, so I would have
yep.
to watch it again. I would have to watch it again, you know, to answer your question properly. And then, of course, what I would do is take notes of it so the next time we can communicate, man, we know exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm going to watch it myself. Yep.
Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely. But, however, when I visited the Little Bighorn, okay, I paid homage to Tatanka, okay,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that was his name, you know, Sitting Bull.
Right.
And then I
Sitting
saw
Bull.
The statue. of Custer up there, and I said, fuck this son of a bitch, and I wanted to pull my Johnson out and piss on him. You know what I'm saying? It's because right. He went there to commit genocide. He went there to take out hatred. He went up there, and he was a fucking invader, and he got treated as such. See what I'm saying? Okay?
Yep.
Now,
every one of those evil bastards needed to be treated the same way that they treated people. That's what they
absolutely
deserve.
Absolutely. And one of the worst things that you could ever do to a female is to violate her. You know what I'm saying? That is an act, sir, that is wrong within itself. Like child molesting is an act wrong within itself. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Unwritten laws.
Most definitely.
Yep.
No, absolutely, because you have acts that are violate statutes, but you have acts that are wrong within themselves. You see what I'm saying? Jeffrey Dahmer type of shit. Okay, what that asshole Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd. It was his intent to kill that man. You got your knee on this man's neck, man, for, what is it, 9 minutes? So that's your intent clearly to kill him. Yeah, because my co-host and I, we had both looked at the video when the case was in the mainstream news, and he had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck, man, for more than 9 minutes. So that proved his intent right there. Plus, the man says, I cannot breathe. I cannot breathe. And then he expires on the video, and you see him go limp.
And I watched that stuff, and I believe, you know, even though if he did ingest it, fentanyl, and he died from it, the way it was handled was completely wrong. And then tonight, another call started. I started off with, I said, because they were talking about this recent fight with this black girl slamming this white girl's skull into the concrete, and I said, shut it down. I said, because let me tell you what happened 2 days prior to that fucking fight where you see that happen, is that that white girl and her friends jumped that girl that put her head in the concrete. I said, so you're talking about a fight that insinuated after the fact, so you're catching the propaganda of this media that wants to start a fucking race war, because that's what they're wanting. They want to show you they don't want to tell you the story. They want to show you what they want to do to project that shit.
They are very, very selective, Tave, as you know, man, of what they put out there. You see what I'm saying? And so this
they
is
all
why
have to be fucking held accountable for shit they've done.
Okay, well, this is why you have the new black media, which I'm a member of where we're telling our own stories and we are getting the word out. And keep in mind, and Joe will tell you, we have scholars, man. We do our research, you know what I'm saying?
You have to. That's all you know.
Joe may disagree with me. Okay, but however, this is research that I've done also, too, when I speak of certain historic events. I'm talking about shit, man, that I've lived through. Not what I read. You see, I also talk about stuff of what the ancestors have passed down on to me during the Jim Crow era, during where you had the colored section. You see what I'm saying? And just like with Malcolm X had stated in the early 1960s, where he was crumb bumming on the civil rights movement and says that you and Uncle Tom's are sitting at a lunch counter begging a white man for a cup of coffee as opposed to building up your own industry. Now, here's the thing that happened to black businesses that made them suffer, particularly in the South, okay? When the markets were segregated, you only, being black, you only had to go to your black diner, your black restaurant, what have you. But then when F.W. Woolworths had said, okay, you colored folk can sit down here at the lunch counter, they start taking them all their damn business because you want to sit down there at Woolworths as opposed to supporting your own black-owned business to become self-sufficient. You see what I'm saying? This is the message I'm passing on to the generations after me. Fuck Hollywood. And Hollywood, if you don't dig it, you welcome to call 516-418-5996 every Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the Pacific time zone, 9 p.m. in the East. You also are welcome to call early Friday morning at 8 a.m. in the Pacific, 11 a.m. in the East of Grand Rising with Chewbacca and the Chase. We deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago.
Good shit.
Oh yes sir. And it's factual shit. And although Joe does not believe me at times, okay, is that I let Joe know, hey man, we research our stories, but although we go to Afrocentric sources, Joe goes to Eurocentric sources.
See,
which
Joe,
is,
Joe, are you still listening? Or are you sleeping? Because Joe will tell you, me and him have had words, and it's, he's come
right.
to believe, I think, that I show him the same thing. I'm not going to bring up something and propagate
right.
bullshit.
Right.
I don't want that. Because that's like I
right.
said, I want to project on the people what I expect for me, the truth. And just
yeah,
like tonight,
exactly.
he played a clip of something showing that what I've been trying to tell them, you know, a lot of people about the Holocaust and stuff. There's a lot of lies that these people have pushed on us. You just can't
mm-hmm.
be narrow-minded. You have to open your mind to everything because everybody's got a story. Like I said,
right.
you know, the winners of war tell theirs, and winners in
yes,
society
sir.
Tell theirs. The quiet people
yes,
don't
sir.
Get to say enough. That's it.
Exactly.
Two sides of a coin. You flip that coin, it's
no,
two
absolutely.
Sides. That's his way.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to know both sides so you can make your own choice.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, I got books here because debating with Sarge, you know what I'm saying? I got some books
mm-hmm.
here. My main source of information is Johnson Publications, and you probably heard of Jet and Ebony Magazine. They're
yep.
no longer in existence, but see, they documented and they were around reporting the Black Empowerment era and the Civil Rights Movement as it unfolded. Okay, just like with the case of Emmett Till, who was a 14-year-old boy from Chicago, Illinois,
yep.
that went and visited his grandmother on her farm, allegedly had whistled at this raggedy-ass bitch by the name of Carolyn Bryan, and may she rest in peace, okay, it's because her husband and his brother went to Mr. Till's grandmother's house, pulled Mr. Till out the house at gunpoint, and the torture that they had sent him through, and Emmett Till's mother, and she had transitioned within the last 3 years, had put her son's body on public display in Chicago and invited the press to come there just to see the horror of what they did to her son.
Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Sir. Oh, yeah. It's fucked up.
Where you stand on the invasion of this country, being American?
Okay, well, sir, I don't so much look at myself as an American. I look at myself as a diasporic African. It's because, like I said, I've been the victim of police brutality. I've had my civil rights trampled on by the state. You see what I mean? And then,
mm-hmm.
too, this is kind of like of a forced citizenship. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't recognize these Europeans like the dump, tricky dick, and all that. I do recognize the indigenous people of America, but there's a bit. Now, here's something for you, Tave. You might want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, join in, okay, because there's a huge debate going on that black people did not come from Africa, that they were already here. But the thing, that, in my opinion, that blows the theory out of the water is that when you look at the curvature of the black woman and see that perfect C, no disrespect to the indigenous woman, but they're all 6 o'clock. So connect that dot
right.
to me. And I do not doubt that my people, you know, from the continent of Africa, I do not doubt them circumnavigating the globe. It's because that's what Mansa Musa's brother did. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
because
let me interject there a minute, Shabaka. What do
sure.
you think of this? As an
yeah.
indigenous person, I would say, and I'm starting to discover, I'm digging deep into it, that China was here before anybody was, and the interaction between the natives here shows, just like you said, flat-bottom girls, because if they did interact, and you could see somewhat of a resemblance facial and eye-wise with the Asians
yes, sir,
and
please.
Some of
oh, no, no, that's
yeah.
a fact. The Bering Strait. Well, okay,
that's
where they
right.
crossed the Bering Strait. It's because I've seen some Asians.
Yeah, China might have been here long before, and the Americas were how do you say it? Maybe like a we'll call it vacation island. That almost all the countries that, through
mm-hmm.
the seafaring people,
mm-hmm.
I forget their name. Damn it, something Phoenicians. The Phoenicians,
right?
Everywhere, and you see their landmark. You see the same type of
right.
structures built all over. So there was somebody somewhere moving around. It just wasn't
right.
all – we weren't stuck in certain places. But I believe there might be some Chinese with indigenous people just by looking at, like you said, the curvature of the body and the facial
right.
recognition. I'm sure that they had – the slaves, they all had slaves or did something, but they didn't do it like we did here in America where actual, probably a slave to those people might have been prosperous, and they got to travel mm-hmm. because they were worth something, but they weren't abused.
Yeah, well, see, that's the point.
You don't even call them slaves. You should call them, I don't know, an employee maybe, not a slave. When you're a slave, we're all slaves now to this cocksucking government. But
They pumping everybody's head with this digital shit, man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, on your phone, but just put it on your card, just put your bank account right there. Okay, well, we don't want you using no money. Use the debit card, you know what I'm saying, man? Fuck Elon Musk, man, and all them bastards over there in crooked-ass Silicon Game Valley. Jeff Bezos, the dude with the glasses, Bill Gates. Fuck all you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And I said it, you know what I'm saying?
You know what Bill
and
Gates
I approve
did?
Of the goddamn message. Yes, sir, go
and
ahead.
And so do I. I back it, and I second it. You know what Bill Gates did in a seminar in front of about 30,000 people?
Enlightened,
man. He has molecularly took mosquitoes, and we know we have a problem with, what the hell's the disease you get from mosquitoes? And malaria.
You're
we have
right.
not had a breakout in malaria in this country
right.
in 40 years.
Right.
This motherfucker, Bill Gates,
right.
because now he's fucking around with the vaccine shit. He's now
right.
he's not only he's supposed to be a computer programmer, but now he's a fucking doctor, apparently. But he's a doctor
uh-huh.
dick. And I said that. If he don't like it, fuck him. And I approve that message. But this son of a bitch is a jar of absolutely, positively, he's got these mosquitoes infected with malaria in a seminar,
mm-hmm.
in an auditorium, and he
mm-hmm.
says, why should the elite have all the fun, and opens that motherfucking jar so that every single person there, if they were bit by those mosquitoes, can get malaria. Now in
mm-hmm.
the last year and a half, we find out that Texas and fucking Florida have a malaria
right.
problem.
Mm.
Why isn't that goddamn guy shot?
Yeah, and keep in mind, and then keep in mind Florida is strictly humid, and then Texas is like the borderline between the desert and the foliage, because
and
when you get into East Texas.
Into the wild to study them, he says, to study them so he can provide a vaccine for something that's not there, just like the fucking other stuff he did with COVID.
Exactly, and I didn't take the goddamn vaccine, and then I had family members that did, you see what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm keeping an eye on them. You see what I'm saying? Wishing them well, my loved ones. But when they
there
come up to me.
There was never no COVID. That wasn't the thing.
Right.
It was the actual vaccine because they knew what they had. They were trying to depopulate us.
Exactly. And then get this here, Tave. Let's look at three words right here. Then I'm going to say this here, my man, and I'm going to let you go. Okay.
All right.
Microsoft. Okay. Microchip. You see what I'm saying? Micro dot. Okay, now let's collect some dots right here because, Tave, I don't know if you've ever been through Silicon Valley, but when you
Mike,
go through Silicon Valley.
On a pin, head of a pin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now get this here, Tave, to really prove your point. I'm going to give you some ammo here. When you go through Silicon Game Valley, man, which starts at San Francisco at the top of the peninsula that goes all the way down there to San Jose, around Frisco Bay, right? Google is down there, man, in Mountain View, which is near Stanford University. Okay, let's see.
Faggot.
You got the Tweety Bird who's sitting right there on the corner of Market and 10th Street, so he's right by the University of San Francisco. He's right by there by the UC San Francisco. Also, too, he's across the bay, man, from the California State University at Hayward. And he's across the bay from the University of California at Berkeley. Everybody's heard of Berkeley, California in the 60s of the free speech movement. And then they had that stinking bitch by the name of Ann Coulter who was going to lecture there, and I had wanted to go there to attend her conference so I could cuss her out is because she's going to avoid of getting on a goddamn aircraft, okay, is because the crew were black women, the pilot, the co-pilot, and the navigator were all black women. Ann Coulter, oh, no, I can't fly on this. These women are incompetent. Tave, these women were aerial combat veterans. You hear me? These were officers in the United States military flying combat missions. Them is the main ones I'd want to fly the goddamn plane, man. Shit, I'll feel more secure with them.
That's right. I would think so. You know, I don't believe in that.
Right.
the fucking where if you don't, you deserve a job because of your color. If you are qualified for the job and you test out and you test higher than me, then by God, you deserve it. Because I sure the fuck don't want to get on an airplane if some goddamn Jew driving it because he got the job because he's a Jew. Because we're going down.
Right.
We're like a French balloon.
Yeah.
We're going down.
Yeah, exactly. You
if
know
you
what I'm saying?
Job and you yes, fucking absolutely right. And to be a combat veteran and have to listen to that bitch, they probably ought to
work exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Ann Coulter was scheduled to speak at Berkeley, and I was going to go see the stinking bitch, and I was going to cuss her out, but then the COVID came. So all that there got canceled. And by the way, And by the way, Ms. Coulter, if you're listening to this podcast or any podcast that I'm on, okay, the number to call in on Tuesday nights is 516-418-5996, 6 p.m. in the Pacific, 9 p.m. in Eastern Time Zone, and do the math for the other time zone. And yes, Ann Coulter, you're welcome to call in because, lady, I got a whole lot to tell your sorry, stinking ass, and in my opinion that you are low morale, low character, and you fuck up the business of journalism, making it worse for the other reporters who are trying to do the right thing. Now, a guy who I used to like, man, was a dude by the name of Geraldo Rivera. Okay.
Yeah.
And you remember, man, when he had his show, man, with Geraldo, and it turned into a
Rolling
ride.
The chairs.
And sir. And that was not no Jerry Springer shit. Okay. That was real shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I remember in 1975 with Geraldo Rivera, and I forgot his co-host at the time, when he said, we got the Magruder film right here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to show you that JFK was shot in the front of the head and not the back that has allegedly been stated by the official report in regard to Lee Harvey Oswald.
No
shit. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. I knew they made that accusation that it was shot from the back, but clearly watching it, you can see it's a frontal shot. It actually comes from the front left.
Right. And then they were saying is in a theory where Kevin Costner played the role of Jim Garrison, where he said that the president was caught up in a triangular crossfire. So which means is you had three dudes, your position, you know, in a triangle, and they like Donald Sutherland said in the movie, who killed Kennedy? Who had the power to cover it up? You see what I'm saying? And Donald Sutherland told Kevin Costner in the movie, he says, you know, you're close, very close, man. You know what I'm saying? Stick with it. But then they shut down Jim Garrison.
Part of that film they took a part of that film and they now can determine that it was edited. After all these years, they can tell, they actually found a spot where, you know, when they show the car stop for a split second and then you see the actual agent running behind it. That car came to a complete stop, and it was not supposed to. That's when the shot
interesting.
Happened. Yeah,
interesting.
And you know where that shot came from?
Very
the shot came weird. From? The shot where? Came from the gutter on the ground where the sewer drain is by a young boy that the fucking supposedly either the mob or whoever, Hoover had the kid. He was, I think he was 10 years old at the time, and they found a bucket, and I think the peanut butter wrapper or candy wrappers or some shit was down there. He only had to shoot him from 15 feet away, and that's who shot him. That's what I've seen as the latest. But that right there, that Zapruder film being fucked with is something to tell you.
Right.
Somebody did something that knew about it because they edited it.
Okay. Tape, I don't doubt what you're saying.
I lost my mind about that, but, yep.
Yeah. I don't doubt your mind. I don't doubt your reasoning whatsoever, man, because the shit that is going on in these current fucking times, man, keep in mind that this shit was on a drawing board, man, 50 years ago. And I just hate to see what the fuck that they got up on the drawing board now, because the city of San Francisco is going to use robot dogs on bomb suspects. They're talking about artificial intelligence and have these fucks be police officers. And keep in mind, if
that's
you ever saw the movie called The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what I'm saying? The setting of that, just like the Terminator with Skynet, the setting was the 2020s. Now, connect
you're
the
right
dots.
On.
dead on.
And
it's
you tell me.
It's coming. I mean, it's here, actually. It's here. It's been here. They're just getting ready. They're waiting to deploy it. COVID was
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
China.
Then Lord knows. Yeah. And then China's in cahoots with them, because when you come out here on the West Coast, man, the main ones you see at these universities are people of Chinese descent, just like with TikTok.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, Tate, is that San Francisco was the point of entry for the Chinese during the 1850s, during the gold.
You're
rush.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Rush,
and keep in mind, then keep in mind is that I remember I was in San Francisco and I saw this utility worker working for the city, right? And I was asking for directions, okay? She spoke to me in perfect English. Now get this. So an elder, and it had to be a relative of hers, came up to her, and she spoke fluent Chinese, speaking it real fast, this, that, day, the other. Okay, so as far
as,
yeah, they could have been saying anything. Hey, well, let's go kill this nigga right here. You see what I'm saying? And experiment on him, you know.
And you
or
got fucking Joe Biden potato head letting him walk across the fucking border, because we know now of at least 70,000 Asian, middle-aged military men are here for
right, exactly. Exactly.
Shutting
and then not to mention
in America.
Right. Now, here's one for you that I love fucking with Sarge about. How in the hell is the goddamn Chicago Police Department, man, going to let the fucking migrants sleep in a fucking police station?
They did it in California, too. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yes,
I said, they got to be out. They put up a sign, and they write it in fucking Spanish. They got to be up before, you know, like, they got to be 7 o'clock. They got to be out of there because the community's going to come in. So then they go fucking rob and steal whatever during the day, but they can come back at that night.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. Totally.
It's not.
Only goddamn time I slept in a police station, man, when I was in a fucking jail cell. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you see what I mean?
I had a suit to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatnot. And it would be very, very nice to see old Donald Duck wearing his county blues or his county orange jumpsuit, you know what I'm saying, with his inmate number on his shoulder. You see what I'm saying?
What is wrong with America? They it started in New York when I heard that they let these fucking migrants sleep on a football field. That the kids, they canceled the rest of the football season. But
that was
out,
in Chicago,
they
too.
They move them into the school and tell the kids to stay home.
Yeah, right.
What
same thing
fuck?
In Chicago. Now, one thing about Chicago. Okay,
where's the Americans going to get pissed off?
I understand it, because the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, he ain't shit, and then he's getting ready to get hit with some sexual assault cases where he tried to extort a woman to suck his dick in his car, you know what I'm saying, if she wanted to get promoted, okay? Then Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, he's all twisted because he designated a youth sports football field on the south side of Chicago where the black community is in large portion there. And they went there and told him, no, man, you ain't having these motherfuckers over here, man. You kiss our ass. And they're starting to recall on his ass. You see what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So what it is that these black politicians are only representing money. They are going to the black community, man, and playing us for fools, man. And this is a series that we're doing on Chewbacca's Black Experience right now, election 2024. Hey, I'm sitting on a couch, man, because these black-ass politicians are representing and everybody else's interests except their own. Now, I don't have a problem with the dump as human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear, of representing his people. I don't have a problem with the Asian community representing their people, but why is it that when my people are elected to political office like that Congressional Black Caucus, which is a nothing but a big-ass joke, they serving everybody else's interests, man, except for the black community. And that is a hot issue with us, man, and we're going to be addressing that issue. So if anybody's out there, man, listening, check us out on StreamYard, and then you can go to the like page of Chewbacca's Black Experience and ask that there. It gives you the hookup to our StreamYard That was simulcast. Yeah, that was simulcast on our like page as well, too. You see, also, too, we are asking for donations is because, you know, Frontline Black News, you know, and Shabaka's Black Experience enhances a division of such. And we've been coming out of our pocket, man, you know what I'm saying? So we need some help, and we got advertisement space for sale. You know what I mean? You can co-host, you know, you